headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament,
yes.
Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Somebody actually gave us prompts for our show.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you took these microphones away and had us, had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
No. Boring. Our show sucks because all we do is we make jokes and laugh at each other. That's our talent.
Fellas, we're going to start the show, be out of here like flies out of a window. We're going to start this show right out of the dugout.
You know what this show is?
What is it?
It's a 3-hour phone call. That's what it is.
That's radio gold.
That's radio gold.
Fucking glorified phone call.
With bad reception. This is what we do in the show tanks. We just put Jenny on and let her talk about sucking D and all that, you know?
Wacky hijinks.
All right, boys, let's roll.
Yeah, what up? Everything sounds low this week. Why is that? Where's the interns?
Everything sounds fine.
All right, hang on. Turn them up. LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. Back on the air, live broadcasting on 3 networks this week, I believe. What is it? TPSRadio.net, Attitude Radio, and PureRockRadio.net. Word them up. Hey, welcome to all the new listeners. What's up, faggots? emails to the show, lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNE, that's 206-202-5666. Full house in studio today, everybody.
In studio!
I'm Kim McCann, Ronnie Beans is over in the corner.
Yo!
And this guy is joining us.
Yo, what's up? Any problems on the show? Kieran at lunaticradio.com.
Word him up, Rocket's in the house, everybody.
Yo, would you say I'm in the Fred position, or am I in the Robin position?
You're almost in the Artie position.
Uh-huh.
Like, kind of behind me?
Yeah.
Unimportant?
Yeah. Yeah. It's because I'm just making faces behind your back.
Right.
I'm holding up signs to Rocket that say, you're so gay.
Holding up signs saying, I want his job. Why can't I work the board?
I would work the board, too.
You took a look at the board today. We got a new board in studio as we started last week doing the live shows. We got a new board. And Ronnie Beans walked in the studio today, took one look at the board and goes, ooh, buttons.
Dude, I love buttons, man. Look at that thing. There's like 700 buttons on there. That thing's awesome.
There's a lot of buttons on the new board, and you don't have to touch like one of them.
No, I want to touch all of them.
That's the problem.
Push the red one. Push the red one. Yeah. What's this one do?
That's why you can't have the board.
Click, 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 click. What if I do this? What if I do this? What if I do this? What if I touch this one?
Yeah, but like you do it while you're saying it. What if I do this? And you're like,
the old one. The old one had the fader on it, so I'd pretend like I was, you know, DJ Jazzy Jeff, playing with the fader.
Yeah, that's why you don't have the controls of the board, Ronnie Beans.
Yeah, because I have the attention span of like a tick.
Yeah.
Buttons.
A lot to do on today's show, everybody. We got comedian Jim Twos calling in on the program. Jim's a comedian out of Ohio. I didn't know that was possible.
Cool. I don't know.
Didn't know that was possible. But Jim's a good guy. He'll be calling in a half hour, I believe. That's pretty cool. We're up. Tons of stuff. We actually did show prep this week. So look at that.
Yeah. Great.
Good stuff. All right, let's do the college shout-out. Just get this freaking
Were you involved in
going.
That show prep?
Absolutely not. I sat here for like an hour watching you guys work.
Nice.
It was tough.
It was.
College shout-outs, everybody.
All right.
College shout-outs. This is where we like to shout-out the young kids around the country for tuning into the LunaticRadio.com show. Only got 2 college shout-outs this week, everybody. It's a down week. I'm going to stop after this week shouting out Stanford University.
Really? This is it?
Why?
What? That's the show.
I've had enough.
Let me explain something to you.
I've had enough of shouting out Stanford fucking University.
Wait, I believe in superstitions. If we stop saying their name, the show's going to explode. Yeah. We're just going to die.
That, you know, whoever's listening in Stanford may be our longest continuous listener.
Yeah. Right. And
you're going to diss them by not shouting them out.
Yeah. What's up with that? That's fucked up.
Yeah.
All right.
What does it take?
All right.
Two
you know
seconds?
What we'll do? We'll move Stanford back to the last one on the list.
Okay.
All right. I also like to shout out Arizona State University. Word them up. Sun Devils, right?
Sun Devils, yes. ASU.
Hold, Sun Devils.
Barry Bonds, a Sun Devil alum.
I was going to say the flying cacti.
Yeah, so shout out to Arizona State University and Lisa. No. Lisa at Arizona State University, Ronnie.
Lisa?
Yeah.
She don't even have a license, Lisa.
That's right. Word them up. We got a special shout out to give out this week, everybody. I got an email from across the pond there, over in Iraq. That's right, people. I said it. We have listeners over in Iraq.
Crazy.
That's insane.
There's troops actually listening to the program.
Now, how's that possible?
It's the New Mexico National Guard, 126th MP Company.
Hoorah!
So we got military police listening to the program over in Iraq.
That is insane.
I would say if I have one thing to say to them is that if any of the dudes that you're watching, you know, that you're policing, start acting up, make them listen to the show. Because they'll you'll never have to worry about them being suicide bombers because they'll just kill themselves right away.
Yeah, talk about torture.
Yeah, just let them listen. Just make them listen to a show. Actually, make them listen to a pre-show, like what we do before the show.
Yeah,
and they'll just kill themselves on their own. They'll never have to worry about being suicide bombers because they'll just be like, no, please turn it off. I'll kill myself now.
Yeah, listening to the show is pretty much like doing a suicide bomb.
Yeah,
jeez.
Oh, you know, they wouldn't even. It would be so bad that they couldn't even. They would just kill themselves right on the spot.
Uh huh. And 20 minutes after, like an Iraqi listens to the show, they'd be like, "Is the little one faggot?"
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
They'll be sending you over like pictures of their daughters and their burkas.
Maybe we're not as screwed up as him.
You can have my daughter for 2 cows and they. 2 cows in the
and
chicken.
A bag of curry.
Yeah. Wrong country.
Oh, sorry.
So shout out to Leonard Fetcher over there with the 126th MP Company over there in Iraq. And shout out to all the rest of the troops over there.
We're doing a job.
You know, kicking ass and taking names, you know.
That's amazing.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
I'm pretty freaking honored to have troops listening to the program, even if it's just one dude over there, you know. The guys, is like anarchy going on every day over there.
Yeah.
And a guy only gets a short amount of period of time during the day to listen, get some entertainment in his life, and somehow he chooses this show.
Yeah.
So I want to shout out Leonard over there in Iraq, man. Stay safe, brother.
Word.
Holding it down.
Maybe you can send like a picture, like, you know, over there. We're going to make a cool like banner.
Well, you know, like if send him a t-shirt. Imagine like a picture of the guys and like, you know, holding up the t-shirt in front of like a tank or something. That'd be awesome.
What's the post? Like, what's the zip code for Iraq? Like,
well, actually, I emailed them back. When I got the email, I emailed them back and I was like, can you guys get mail?
Yeah.
Because I was going to send them a whole stack of bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Something.
Absolutely. Stick them on a
throw them
on
fucking tanks.
Yeah. Actually, it'd be cool if they, like, they took down some, like, insurgents and then used the sticker to, like, cover their mouths.
Yeah.
So a bunch of guys, like, in handcuffs with the Lunatic Radio sticker across their mouth, man. And everything.
Not that'd the kind awesome. Of advertising I'm looking for.
Oh, come on.
We don't need that.
They're insurgents. Who cares?
That would be the end of our radio career.
No! That'd be awesome. Awesome.
Do you think that would be the end of us?
No, it wouldn't.
Dude, that's like having sex in a church.
No.
There's no such thing as bad publicity, so you never know.
Why? They're insurgents. They're bad guys.
We'd be high on the terror list.
Right. Well, they'd get a choice, like ball gag or Lunatic Radio sticker. I'd take the sticker.
White Castle would be right up there with like the Liberty Bell for like bombing sites.
Yeah, so shout out to the New Mexico National Guard, everybody. Love those guys. Love the troops. No matter what your feelings are about the war in Iraq, you got to support the troops.
Definitely, man.
Because I'm sure there's a bunch of troops over there, bunch of guys over there all geared up being like, dude, I want to be playing golf in Florida right now. I don't want to be over here slinging my fucking AK-47 around.
Or getting shot at.
Yeah. Right.
That's not fun.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's also other dudes over there like gung-ho and ready to kick some ass.
Well,
no matter how you feel about it, they're over there in a bad situation, so you got to support them.
So at least we know we're trying to help out a little bit.
And, you know, I don't know. It's just kind of cool that maybe, you know, for give the guy a little happiness. You
sure, man. I mean,
like in between, you know, battles and gunfights and skirmishes.
Yeah. He's got something left out. Three idiots from Long Island.
Yeah.
If it helps you, we'll keep sucking.
Yeah.
Wait, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah. What?
Last week, Rocket said we weren't at the suck level yet.
Yeah. Really?
So I didn't know if I was getting a blowjob or what.
Yeah, what about that?
We got to work into the relationship a little bit more.
It's got to develop more. Mm. Okay.
This show has no rhythm today. I can't hear myself. Can you hear?
I'm perfectly fine, thank you.
I'm going blind.
Well, I can't. Wait, if you can't hear, you're going blind.
That means I'm going blind. If I can't. On the radio. In radio terms, when I can't hear, I'm going blind.
So turn up the monitors.
No, it's my headphones, I think.
Oh, I can hear myself as long as Rocket's not talking.
Sorry. Mm. I'll be quiet now.
If Rocket's talking, all I hear is him.
Ron.
He's so loud, I hear what he's thinking.
Ron, we're friends.
I got an email from Paul also in D.C. down there in the Capitol. He was commenting on the show last week and how, it kind of sucked.
All right.
Because I guess for the first half hour of our first live show last week, it was buffering or something. Like the feed was buffering and people couldn't hear the show.
Yeah.
Explain that, Rocket. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, basically, well, we're trying to figure out. Sometimes we disconnect when we're trying to connect. And since there's a delay, it really causes super confusion with the listeners. Because realistically, they're our only source to find out if it's really working. There's no ways for us to, quote-unquote, monitor it here. But, yeah, there was some buffering issues over the time. But I think we got it sorted out now. That's why we had the little pre-show.
Paul says we got to fine-tune our segues, get a couple more bits, and stick with the core programming pattern, which is I don't know what that
basically
is.
Means do better work.
Okay,
sound better. You're like at about a 6. Let's bring it up to about a 9.
Yeah. And he says week after week we're starting to sound more and more like a radio program.
Really?
That's really good because I've been doing it for 6 fucking years.
Well,
sooner or later I'm going to have a radio program.
I'm glad Paul from DC thinks that.
Right.
You know? Now I know, you know, Paul says we sound more and more like a radio show.
Yeah, and he wants
thank God for Paul.
See, this crew thing is taking off.
That's right.
The lunaticradio.com crew thing.
Right.
That's right.
It started out as just like a little greeting we would put at the bottom of our email. Peace out. See you next Tuesday, lunaticradio.com crew. And that's where the idea came from, pretty much. It stemmed for that, and then Rocket took it to another level.
That's right.
And started
to another level.
Segregating every listener we have.
That's right.
I went from a 6 to a 9.
Right. Putting them into categories.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm waiting for Rocket to get racial with this.
No.
You know?
It's radio. How can you do that?
Yeah, but he wants the Capitol crew.
I started posting on the board about that. Listen, if you guys want stuff, I'm all for it. This is a listener interaction kind of thing with the board, which is really cool. You guys got to start, talking about it on the board, and you got to have at least like 4 members, active members, to get a crew going. I can't have one person be a crew. But yeah, definitely start posting, man. I'm all for it. I want to make this like huge. Right. I want to get to the point where every state has it. I think that'd be really cool. Like per state thing.
I think 2 people need to have a crew. Like, if you want to have a crew, you need another guy.
No, I want 4.
4?
You need at least 4, because 2 people can't represent. With the kind of with a crew like the Southeast crew, if you're just 2 people, you're dead. That's why I got to make sure.
They'll eat you.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't have 4 people. They'll be like, nah, 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 nah.
They'll start gnawing on your legs.
Right. You'll start getting weird phone calls at all hours of the night. And it's just race car Johnny breathing.
And Fagnus is like, yo, give me your phone!
And then after like 5 minutes of breathing in the background, you'll hear, Fagnus out!
Yeah, exactly. That's why I need 4 members, so at least you could like defend. You need just 2 is not enough for defense. You need at least 4.
They intimidate sucky listeners.
Exactly.
We checked our account. You only listened to 15 minutes of the show last week. What the fuck?
See, then you got other angles, like the West Coast crew just buys you out,
Yeah, they show up 15 minutes after the show starts and leave 15 minutes before it ends.
Yeah. So we got to start getting a handle on this whole crew thing, because there are some people out there that feel left out, and then there are the others who live in like a town in the middle of nowhere saying they have their own crew.
Exactly. What's the point of the board? Start speaking up on the board. Let me know.
Like the Mother Cat Sevens or something. Who knows that?
This is a work in progress. People start getting it.
Shawnee B from one of the listeners from Texas has his own crew.
Really?
Yeah.
What does he call them?
The Mother Fat Sevens.
Oh, well.
Is it Mother Stem Sevens?
I don't know.
What?
If you get more people, I'll make it a legitimate crew.
Mother Cat Sevens?
Does it have to be like
sevens?
A location?
It
though?
Does. Well, that'll be like its nickname or whatever.
Can't we call it like the... Doesn't it have to be like where they're from? Like the Texas crew or whatever?
Yeah. That's what we're trying to figure out. But everybody's taking the crew thing to a whole nother level and running away with it.
So. Well, yeah, just start posting on the board. Let me know. You, like I say, just got to get enough crew members, and I'll make them, man.
If the pimp hand is strong, the crew will be made.
Exactly. So you got to have a strong pimp hand. That's the bottom line.
Also wanted to mention, one of our listeners took it upon themselves to make a XM radio petition for the LunaticRadio.com.
Yes. Show. Didn't John start that?
Yeah. John from Orlando did it, right?
The man, right.
And I think we want to start pumping this up because it's been like 3 months.
Exactly.
We've had the petition up there for a long time, and we got a grand total of 14 people signing.
Woo! Although, actually, Kemgod re-upped the thread so that it didn't get lost, which is kind of cool. So now there's two threads representing the same petition. So basically, get on the lunaticradio.com board and start posting away.
Yeah, that's what you do. You log on to the lunaticradio.com board, and if you want to do something for this show, just sign a petition, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking we're about 900,000 signatures short.
Yeah. Give or take.
No.
Give or take.
Can't we just start making them up?
I don't know. You can with this one.
Really?
I tried doing that. You know, I try to cut corners whenever I can. I couldn't do it with this one.
Oh, one quick last thing about the cruise before we get... I want to, at some point, you know, right now I'm like the moderator for all the crews because I set them up. Uh-huh. I want actual members of the crews to be their own moderators. You know, I want people to run their own crews at some point. So so that's where it's going to get full interaction, man. Right. So you guys start posting. You got to start showing up.
We'll see whose pimp hand is the strongest.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we got the lunaticradio.com XM online radio petition for you people to sign. Pretty much we're saying we don't want to be on the internet for the rest of our fucking lives.
Unless it pays well.
Yeah, I don't care where we go. Just take me somewhere. Take me somewhere, people. I don't want to be on the internet talking to Red Bar Radio. Don't want to be on the same.
Ooh, wait, what? Wait. See, I generally have it 2 seconds, and you start ranting. What was that?
Don't want to be on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
I don't want to be on the radio or the same place. As, got to listen to the microphone every 5 seconds and goes, hey, taking a break, everybody. Phone jack time.
Well.
Yeah. 5 after 6, back after this.
Yeah. 8 in front of 6, back after this.
Nice.
Fucking more breaks in that show.
We got a suggestion on the petition number. Mm. You're saying around 900. Carl is suggesting more like 1 million. So we might be that plus minus ratio might be a little bit more off scale.
I did say 900,000. I said.
Oh, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
900,000 people going to XM Radio. I want my $500 million paycheck. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Listen, if you get 1 million people to sign an online petition. Then you're not just like some startup show that is looking for a break.
Yeah, that's nuts. You know? I was kidding with the 1 million people signing it.
I just got the idea.
What?
Uh-oh. Like John and someone, like people around, they should just like print out this petition and start having people just on the street just start signing their signature.
Yeah,
just
and actually, random people. Actually, you bring up a good question. What the hell do you do with a petition that's signed by like 25,000 people?
You look at it and admire it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you do because if you went out on the street and got like somebody to sign a piece of paper and then we're like, okay, I got a lot of signatures. Now I'm going to send XM like a loose leaf paper with signatures on it. I mean, it's got to be some sort of like legal document or something, I'm thinking, right?
Well, I mean, for that petition website to exist, there has to be some sort of like legitimateness-tivity to
well,
it.
You have to... Yeah, it's hard to get a petition with just people signing it because there has to be people that are going to purchase whatever satellite radio we happen to get on one. It's going to have to be people that are going to purchase because if we give them a petition with 2 million people who don't even never listen to the show, and then they only get like 1,000 people to join. I mean, that's you know.
Right.
So I'd rather have 1,000.
I'm not saying the online petition is going to get us on satellite radio.
Right.
But it would show that we have, like, people listening to the fucking program.
Right. Hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even hardcore. Just, like, people that say, hey, you know, that fucking queer bait on the lunaticradio.com like, show made me laugh once.
We're like queer bait. We're like independent rock bands.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're too cool to be signed.
You were saying that about, you were telling me that over the Christmas break.
Yes. The Spin magazine had an article in their year-end issue that basically said that underground comedians, which kind of like where we fit, are the new indie rockers, which is where you have a big, huge following. Nobody signs you, but you're like you're too cool to really get touched by the major labels.
But doesn't that mean stand-up comedians?
No, it just says underground comedians. Didn't say anything about it. Didn't really mention stand-up.
It doesn't really mean us, though.
No, I think we fall under that category.
Loosely, I think.
But we still do. Why are you fighting me on this?
I don't know. I would think if...
You know what? I'm trying to like throw the guy a bone, and he's like, no, that's not true. I don't think that's true.
I agree with you.
Arguing to argue.
Yeah, I want to believe you.
Yeah, Karen, here's $100. No. No, I'm not taking it. Karen, here's $100. No,
no,
no, absolutely not. Karen, here's a girl. She wants to bang it. No,
no,
that's too easy.
She's a hooker.
That's too
clearly
easy.
Clearly a hooker.
I don't know her. I don't even know her name.
She's got fake boobs.
How would I know how she likes it? I don't even know her. I'd have to talk to her. I have to talk to her first. So can you give me your number? Would you like to go have coffee?
Her face is not symmetrical enough.
After we go have coffee and I've sufficiently talked to you and I feel comfortable around you, then we can have sex.
She looks like she might have AIDS. She has that look of AIDS.
So, Karen, how'd it go? Well, she said she didn't even want my number. I mean, I was like, what do you mean you don't want my number? Wait, you just want to have sex and leave? I mean, what the hell
is that?
What do I look like to you? Do I look like that kind of guy who would just have sex with somebody and then not want to talk to them afterwards? I mean, come on.
I need to have a relationship.
Yeah, this is how these things work.
Yeah. After tonight, if we have sex tonight, I have to see you at least tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, come on. We have to talk about, like, chicken fingers and french fries and stuff.
And we need to cuddle. We really need to cuddle.
I was thinking of going to the store tomorrow and getting a nice scarf. You want to come with?
I want slippers.
You want to come with?
All right, you picked it up. You were losing the joke. I was letting you fall into the fucking hole. But you picked it up at the end.
You want to come with? Nice.
I didn't think scarf worked. I was going to go with ascot. That's a funnier word. Ascot's a funnier word.
Right.
Yeah, but you picked it up at the end. I'm proud of you.
Come on, everybody. I'm proud of Ronnie Beans.
There's a system to everything. I may go off, but I'm working this towards something.
Chaos comes order, right?
That's why the show's going nowhere in the first segment here. But I was just letting Ronnie rant for a little second so he could just dip himself into a hole that he cannot dig out of.
Ronnie did.
But he picked it up.
That's why he's...
He was falling into the hole, and then he's like, yeah, fuck this. I got my balance, player. I'm coming back out.
Bring her the funny.
I never lost it.
That's a champ. Pippin
Strong. You almost had me. You never had your car.
What?
Fell in the hole. He fell in the hole.
Damn, dude. You were out. You were just like, you're out. You were like stretching your arms. I'm out of the hole. And then, whoa.
And now I'm burying him.
Yeah.
I never know when enough's enough.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody, today was the big day, right?
All right. Hoo-hoo, Robin.
Radio's changing forever now, Hoo-hoo. Right? Howard Stern takes the Sirius Satellite Radio. Did anybody listen to the program? Anybody in the chat room listen to Howard Stern?
Yeah, I don't know.
Listening to us live? If you listen to Howard Stern live today on Sirius Satellite Radio, email us and tell us that you did.
Yeah.
Because none of us heard the show.
No.
I think everybody here has XM radio, right?
Yeah.
That's right. I don't even have Sirius.
I heard reports that there were some technical difficulties, and he did some old bits, and he had a press conference, and it was pretty much like the Howard Stern show.
Oh, I thought he stole our bit from last week. He stole us last week with the technical difficulties and whatnot. We invented technical difficulties on the radio.
We invented bad radio.
Yeah.
That's what we invented. So it was Howard Stern's first day. Kind of want to find out what went on the show.
Right.
Apparently, there was like rumors that he got married or something to that like giraffe Ligra looking girlfriend he has.
Ligra?
She looks like a fucking Ligra to me.
It's Liger.
Liger. Whatever the fuck it is. What is Ligra? Isn't that from He-Man?
Ligra? I have no idea.
Oh, isn't that the green thing? The green thing?
Who's the fucking broad from He-Man?
Oh, the broad.
Oh.
Dude.
I didn't watch
He-Man.
Yeah, I did back in the day.
You know, Karen, I was meaning to ask you this. Do you think it was just a show teaser to get more people to listen by pulling that? Because in reality, he probably wasn't going to get married to her, but figured he'd do that just to get maybe those few other people to push over to catch it, to find out. Do you think maybe it was a teaser by chance? The marriage thing?
Oh, I don't know. You gotta find out where it came from. It was leaked.
I thought he did it.
No, it was in the newspapers.
Oh, but he could have leaked it.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta find out where it came from. I don't know.
I think it was a tease. I think it was a tease just to get a few more people.
Probably.
On the show.
It looks like it. I don't think his daughter getting naked on stage in Manhattan was a radio ploy in any way. That was funny.
But you think, she's hot?
Yeah, I bang her.
Oh, man, I look at her and I see Howard.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later. All right. And also, everybody, all of Howard Stern's replacements started, including this guy.
Boozy, boozy, bop, titty bop.
That's right, everybody. David Lee Roth.
Does anybody listen to that?
No. No. And according to reports, he blows, too. Everybody blows on the radio. So everybody's playing at our level, everybody.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Everyone's biting us off our suckiness.
Yeah. Nowhere to go but up.
Hey, screw everybody, because now they're copying us by being bad.
Oh, I got it. Shira. You're way
Shira.
Off. Shira. You're way
Thank
off.
You. Give credit.
John and Fluminati.
No, that's Craig Coleman. I like Craig Coleman.
I didn't say. I'm just reading what I see.
Yeah, I know who that is. Shout out to Craig. Craig Coleman show.
Craig!
On the internet radio.
Are you banging him in the ass? Is that why? Is he specialty?
Oh. Why you gotta do that, dude?
So I said Fluminati, and you're like, oh,
there
no.
I said it.
Rocket's got an ego problem. He's taking shots at people
sweetheart.
He doesn't even know.
I didn't take a shot at him.
You just called him a faggot.
No, I said his name like, oh, no, that's my buddy. What? I read what I saw.
And then you said, oh, what, are you banging him in the ass? That's taking a shot at him, isn't it?
Defending him, like I said his name wrong or something.
No, I was actually pronouncing his name. You were fucking it up.
I think
you're
just looking for a way to prove me wrong, or, like, just make me wrong.
You are wrong.
No, I'm not. I read it. I read what that says.
Just stay over there.
Sorry.
We need to get you in a soundproof booth. And
this was last week.
What just happened?
I don't know.
That was last week.
I was listening to the David Lee Roth musings.
Yeah, so David Lee Roth was on.
What's
the new station? What's K-Rock in New York switched to something, right?
WFNY.
You're wrong on that one.
No,
that's WNFY.
No, it's WFNY. Booker said it. Booker said it. WFNY.
Okay, Booker said it. It's free FM.
Because that makes it true.
Yeah, because that makes it true. Booker said it. Booker said it, everybody. It must be true.
He's like
fucking
AP.
Booker.
He's like the AP.
The guy who couldn't hold a job at Entertainment Tonight.
How many jobs has that guy had in the past, like, 3 years? Like
You know what? He's a good guy because he made it out of West Virginia. That's where he grew up.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
Not many people... I guess I shouldn't say that this week.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Call for edit.
I almost just dug myself a hole there. Well, with a very...
I think we just played more David Lee Roth than been played on any radio station in the past 5 years. Because we played a whole song of his. Nobody... Yeah.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a break, come back with more LunaticRadio.com show right after this. Stick around. Jim 2 is on the way, everybody. All right.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Seymour, I've tried the back door once. I tried the old anal sex with the girlfriend I had back in the day. And, you know, it didn't go over too well.
No. You should try lubrication next time.
Yeah, exactly.
Come for the hijinks, stay for the porn stars.
Take the gun, put it to your head, pull the trigger. Do it!
weird. Both of you idiots, listen to me.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to hate these guys when I call them, and I actually don't hate you. You're pretty cool.
Wow. It's a nice comment. Yes.
Yeah, look at that. Thank you very much.
You guys actually just get it. You get comedy, and that's really refreshing because most radio guys are fucking assholes.
Exactly.
So thank you for just getting it. You know what I'm saying, stupid?
Well, yeah, yes, I do.
Here, McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Now back to the show, LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, what up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break, emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. I'm your host, Kim McCann. Alongside me today is Ronnie Beans and Rocket.
Yo!
Rocket, the CEO.
You owe me a beer.
Assholes. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Joining us on the line, I haven't even got a chance to talk to him yet. It's comedian Jim Tews, all the way from Ohio, right? Jimmy?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Woo, Cleveland yeah. Rocks. I've been to Cleveland.
Yeah. What's up? Not a lot going on.
What's up, Jimmy?
Nothing much. How you guys doing?
All right.
You got a couple drinks in you, buddy?
No, I got a cold.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm all right, though.
Did you down like a half a bottle of NyQuil already?
No, I did that last week. Oh. It was a steady NyQuil. Like 3 nights in a row.
Gotta love that fucking NyQuil.
Dude, you ever take NyQuil and then try to like fight to stay awake? And then you pass out and you have like the craziest dreams?
I don't even bother if I take NyQuil. I get sleepy on NyQuil. Like I can't. That's my default state is sleep. I can't take shit. I get sleepy right now.
Are you an energetic guy?
No, not really.
Not at all?
I try as hard as I can to be energetic. I always get shit for that. You know, like especially emceeing and stuff. They're like, oh, we need you to have energy so that, you know, everybody else get the crowd pumped up. And I go out there and then nothing.
Yeah, right. I've listened to a bunch of your clips, actually, on your website, jimtews.com. And during your set, you just seem like, you're like, that's your delivery. That's part of your charm, right?
I guess so. I don't know. I heard that you guys did an interview with Kevin Brennan a while ago.
Yeah.
And he said that it sounds like he feels like he's trying, but it just comes out the way it does. And that's exactly how it feels. Like, I think that I'm a ball of energy, but then I go back and listen to the tape, and I'm like, oh, my God, I sound like I'm about to fall asleep.
All right, man.
I don't know.
You know what will help that out? Heroin.
What's that? Heroin. I think speed would probably, maybe a little crystal meth. That's pretty popular.
Oh, yeah, crystal meth. Ride the snake, baby.
Nice.
So, Jimmy, how long have you been doing stand-up comedy? Because you're a young guy.
About 3 years. Yeah, 24. 24, been about 3 years.
What made you want to do it?
I had an office job when I was in the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
And I got really, really bored, and I started getting into trouble just because I was being a jackass, you know, like looking for an outlet, basically. And I always liked stand-up, so I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll give it a shot. So I'm an open mic, and then wrote some stuff. I went and watched it a couple times, and then finally got up on stage, and I just started doing it. And then once I started, I didn't stop, so.
How long did it take you from being on stage? How many, like, stage sets did it take you to feel actually comfortable doing it?
I still, like, sometimes don't feel comfortable, but, like, if I'm doing old material, I'm a little more comfortable, but, part of not being comfortable is part of what makes it fun and what, you know, what gives it more, like, spontaneity, like, doing new shit, feeling uncomfortable and going out there and then having it work or having it bomb is, you know, half the fun, but I'm a lot more comfortable than I was, obviously, when I first started, probably, like, the first year and a half, maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
It was a lot of just getting used to being in front of people and not panicking if nobody's laughing.
Yeah. Jim's got that classic delivery, people. It's just that, like, it's like, I don't want to insult you. I'm going to dig myself. I'm going to dig myself a hole again, just like I did with Kevin Brennan. But it's kind of like that miserable, like, my dog died today, people. I don't know. I'm not a comedian, but it's like that tone. You know what I mean? Right. It works for me. I love that shit because I love seeing people that are miserable because I'm a miserable person.
That's the general. Most comedians are just what happens. They're still fucking unhappy.
Yeah,
but that's part of the deal, I guess. But I try. I am happy. I'm a pretty happy guy for the most part. I just can't convey it.
You gotta be.
It's not funny if you're not pissed off about it. I couldn't be like, oh, my had a good day today. You know, nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, actually, no one wants to hear that fucking wacky guy. Like, hey, everybody, get up out of your seats. I'm going to get crazy.
Well, he's in Ohio. There's a reason to be miserable.
Oh, come on.
What'd I just do?
Cleveland's not a bad city.
No, it's not as bad as a lot of people think it is. I'm originally from Allentown, PA. It's like north of Philadelphia.
Yeah, we know Allentown.
Amish country.
All right.
No, it's not Amish country.
No, it's not Amish country. Oh. Actually, Puerto Rican country now. But
oh, really?
Remember the old Billy Joel song, "Where We're Living Here"?
Yeah. Yeah.
How's it go? Can I sing a little more?
I'm letting Jim talk.
Oh.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
That's exactly what everybody said. Oh, the Billy Joel song.
Yeah.
I actually had a lady say to me one time, she's like, oh, Allentown, from Allentown, that's like the Billy Joel song. And then she goes, with like a serious face, she was like, I hear they're shutting all the factories down. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Like she tried to pretend she knew about the town.
Just because she heard the fucking song.
Yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Like, yeah, it's getting very hard to stay, so.
Nice.
My father did fought in the Second That's World right. War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spent his weekends on the Jersey Shore. Fucking A, that's funny stuff, dude.
That's Allentown's claim to fame, I guess.
Yeah. What do you got coming up, Jimmy? I got two tour dates here.
I have no tour dates right now because I'm actually still in college.
Yeah,
I
know.
One more semester at the Cuyahoga Community College. You guys did a shout-out for me the other day.
Yeah, what's the name of your community college, by the way?
It's Cuyahoga County Community College.
Yeah.
So they call it Tri-C for short. And the mascot I found out the other day was the Challengers. The Tri-C Challengers.
Wow. What's a Challenger?
Yeah.
I don't think they have a
basketball team. But I don't even know who they play. Like, I don't know.
Right.
They
play high schools or something.
Yeah, but what's a Challenger?
What's a Challenger? Like, what does the mascot look like?
I have no idea. I don't even think there is a mascot. I try to just show up to the school and just do my thing and then get the hell out.
Is it one of those community colleges where it's like everybody between classes spends their time in their car in the parking lot?
High school, university? You know, the 13th grade?
Yeah, it seems like that, especially if you go during the day. Like, at night, it's all like, you know, like moms that are going back to school. And
right, all pregnant. Like
that, but yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it's high school mothers.
Oh, I know the deal, brother, because I spent 2 years at a fine community college here on Long Island, and I know what it's like. It's miserable. You got all those kids, pretty much. I love community college because you got all those kids that like are just trying kind of to make an effort to go to college. Like, they're really not, they have no business being there. They were the kids in high school that drove the IROCs and like smoked the weed. They have no business being in college.
Like, they're just doing it to get their parents off their back.
Right.
I'm going to school, mom.
They refused to join the army, but they couldn't get into a college.
Right.
So just go to community. I go there because I get the GI Bill from being in the Coast Guard, and the cheaper your school is, the more money you get to pocket.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
More beer money.
Cheap tuition. Sign me up. Yeah. And I did my student aid forms the other day, and I entered into my tax return. I made $5,000 in 2004.
Wow.
So I got free school this semester. $5,000 I made. So that means you get free shit the less you work.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think Jim's got it all figured out here.
Yeah.
I could work and pay to go to school, or I could not work and not pay to go to school.
See,
I got it all figured out.
See, if I figured that out when I was back in school, all that money be wasted on just beer and like
porno
trips to Atlantic City.
Porno.
Yeah, we're not close to Atlantic City here. So we have Windsor in Detroit. I've never even been there. We're not Detroit, Canada.
Canada.
You know, it's all the same. Atlantic City, Detroit.
Don't tell me you have to go to another country to have fun.
Unless you're in the rest of the team, then you got to go elsewhere for your fun. There's a decent amount of stuff going on here. A lot of comedy stuff.
Yeah?
You know, I get enough work.
How is the comedy, scene out there in Cleveland?
It's pretty good. There's a lot of, we got the Improv, we got Pickwick and Frolic. I host pretty regularly at Pickwick and Frolic. I hosted like 3 times at the Improv, and they haven't called me. So,
what does that mean?
I don't know. I'll be back there. Everyone say you got to show up. You got to like give them some FaceTime, and then they remember you, and then they give you some work. But once I graduate, I'm going to start hitting the road and all that shit.
So what's the deal? Who was like your influences growing up watching comedy? Who do you pattern yourself after?
First comedy I was exposed to was Sam Kinison, because my dad was like a huge Kinison fan.
Yeah.
So I knew that and I liked it. I knew I liked stand up, listening to that. And then before I started comedy, it was when that Dave Attell show was on, Insomniac, when it first came out.
Yeah, that's a great freaking show.
Oh, yeah. And I was watching that. I was like, wow, that looks like fun. And I started listening to a lot of David Tell stuff. And then, so he's one of my big influences. And Jim Gaffigan's another big influence.
Two very funny comedians. I think David Tell's actually my favorite comedian of all time. That guy is fucking funny as shit. It seems like when he goes on and does his sets, he has nothing prepared, but he just delivers freaking A-game material all the time.
Yeah, it's just one right after the other.
Not to say that he probably doesn't prepare. I'm just saying that he, it just, the way he does it, the way he does his set, it seems like it's, you know, just not prepared at all. You know what I mean? He just rambles out shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he just jumps from one right to the next one with no thought to it almost. I've seen him live a couple times. I was on the Funny Bone, like a comedy club in Columbus. And I saw him when he's on that theater tour.
Yeah.
With Louis Black a while ago. He's definitely a club guy. Like, you need to be, like, close to him.
Yeah, he's kind of he's like a Dave Chappelle in that way, because he just likes doing stand-up. It doesn't seem like TV Hollywood is his thing. He just likes being a stand-up. Those are the kind of stand-ups I think people like. Most people don't dig the stand-ups that are just doing it to get like a fucking pilot on Fox or something.
Yeah, that's boring. You gotta do like the stand-ups is one of those things. Like, you just start doing it, and then you realize that you have no choice.
Yeah,
you'd be like dangerous to society if you did anything else. So I've kind of set my future path in that way, because I was a total fuck up in the Coast Guard.
What'd you do in the Coast Guard that you fucked up someone?
Well, I wasn't too bad for like my first year, because I was on a ship, so it was exciting, you know. It was like the shit you see on TV.
Yeah.
But then I decided to get an office job, because I wanted to go to school at night, and getting an office job is the only way you can get like normal hours. So I went and got an office job, thinking that I would like it, like doing like personnel and payroll stuff, and I just went insane. Sitting at a desk and just showing up late a lot. And they pay you good, too. So I was like, I made good money. And I was old enough to drink and had a day job and just drank a lot and showed up late and pretended to be busy on the computer while I was on the internet. You know how it is. You know, office jobs, typical office job shit.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, dude. So you got a gig coming up at... what is this, Bossa Vita Lounge? I'm not reading that right.
No, you got it. You got it.
Really? Right. That's on the name of the joint?
Yeah, Bossa Vita Lounge. It's they started it like a couple of local comics that have been around a little while longer, and they started it up, and it's become like a kind of like an underground room. Like, you guys were talking about underground comics and shit like that. So this is So a lot of the guy is really cool to the locals, you know, giving us stage time and stuff. And I'll be headlining there February 8th at 10 p.m. And their website's BasaVitaLounge.com.
Oh, so
they have a lot of locals. What's that?
Are you playing the 14th as well in January? That's what I have written down.
Oh, the 14th is sketch. Oh, that's another thing I do around here with some of my friends. We have a sketch show. That's Saturday.
Okay.
It's all written stuff. No, not like improv, you know, like, what's that show on ABC with...
Oh, yeah, what the...
Wayne Brady.
Yeah, whose line is it anyway?
It's not that.
Right.
It's not that. It's all written stuff.
All right.
That's and, January 14th.
And Sneaky Pete's on January 27th in East Lake, Ohio, 8 p.m.
Yep. That should be a hoot.
That sounds like it.
You can tell by the name of the venue that it's got quite a draw. Have you ever even heard of East Lake?
East Lake? No.
East Lake, Ohio, see? That's what I'm saying. I'll know that I'm getting good when I can tell you that I'm going to be somewhere and you recognize the name of the city. That's all I want.
Well, don't take it from me. I just found out where Dayton was last week. You know what I mean?
Dayton's not too bad, I guess. I haven't been down there yet, but yeah, I got a couple things coming up. You can check gen2s.com out, and then I'm also on the MySpace.
The MySpace. That's what it's called. The MySpace. I love the fucking MySpace.
Thing ever.
I love the whoas on there.
That's just an unbelievable display of, like, human train wrecks. That's people watching without leaving the house is MySpace.
That's the best part about it. You don't have to get up. Like, you don't have to go to the fucking park and watch some asshole walk his dog. You could do it on the MySpace.
You get a little peek inside these people's lives.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I'm not so screwed up after all.
Right. And for the most part, you get a little peek inside that 22-year-old fucking blonde bitch from, like, California. You get to see inside her bedroom because she's showing her underwear. I love it.
Yeah. She's taking pictures. You can see the posters in the background and...
I
wonder where that site was when I was, like, 16.
Yeah, no.
I could have used something like that.
The ones who always make me laugh are the guys who on MySpace who have their shirt off and are giving the finger to the camera. Like, they're all over the place. There's, like, a million of them on there. And they all know Kieran.
I've never been in any shape to take my shirt off, but I don't even think if I was that I would, think it was okay to take my shirt off and pose.
Yeah.
When they do it, to take their shirt off and pull the front of the pants down.
I don't understand where these kids come from that take their shirts off on the internet and have pictures of themselves on their profile.
Dude, check out my pecs.
I don't want to know any of these guys. I don't want any of these guys listening to my radio program. Just if you're listening to my program right now, people, and you're one of them guys that has a fucking naked picture of himself on the internet, hang yourself, please. Just do that for me.
That's it. Putting that kind of picture up is a good way to get gay guys with women's profiles to send you messages.
Ah, well, there you go.
I mean, posing.
Yeah.
Posing as women. Just like the, guy starts a profile and the chick puts up slutty pictures, gets a bunch of messages from other chicks that aren't really chicks. It's a big confusion. There's no identity on MySpace.
I kind of like
my page.
I kind of like Jimmy because he doesn't get that high. Jim's always on an even keel of like, I'm just not that excited about stuff.
I am though. You don't know, if there was a meter on my shirt that said my excitement level, and you could read that instead of listening to my voice, you'd see that I was excited. But I just can't. I don't know how to convey it.
I'm thinking. Really, I'm thinking your heart beats twice a minute. What do you think?
Yeah, about that. I bleed maple syrup.
That's my kind of people, though. That's why I am. I don't get excited about anything.
Are you kidding?
I'm not an excitable person.
Dude, before the show starts, you're running around this place going, nothing's working.
No, you're looking at the wrong person. You got to be looking at that guy who's balding across the desk from
you. You're a worrier. You worry.
Yeah.
I hear you there. I get freaked out. Like, if I'm kind of a control freak, like if I'm running something, then you'll see me freak out. That's about the only time. But if I have no control, then I just let everything go, kind of.
I freak out when I get to White Castle and it's closed.
There's a lot of White Castles there, Long Island.
Yeah, there's a few.
Ron knows where they are.
We have the White Castle / Church's Chicken.
Yeah, yeah, they're the same here.
That's all we've got.
Yeah, they sell both of them.
What's Church's Chicken?
It's chicken.
I've never even had the chicken. I try to stay away from White Castle too. I had it once like 3 years ago when I was drunk. So.
And you don't want to talk about it now?
Yeah, no. It was a horrible experience. Next subject.
It sounded like he committed a crime or something, the way he put it. You know?
No, I just remember, I actually, it was after a gig, and I took one of my friends out there, and we had quite a few drinks, and we were on our way home, and I was in the passenger seat. I was drunk. I don't remember if he was drunk or not, but for the record, he wasn't, because he was driving. And we hit White Castle. You know, it was one of those, like, oh, you could see it glowing over the horizon. So you go to White Castle, and I didn't even, that was the first and last time that I'd ever eaten White Castle. Because we didn't have White Castles in Allentown.
Fuck White Castle. White Castle sucks. I've never eaten it myself at all. Screw it.
You guys don't know what you're missing.
No, I can't even have that much Taco Bell. I go to Taco Bell, I have 3 tacos, and then I'm done.
Oh, you know me. I live there.
Yeah.
Okay, I like Taco Bell. Taco Bell I can deal with.
Yeah, Taco Bell's fantastic.
But you're in college. That's what the college kids eat. They love the
Taco
Bell. Yeah,
that and, like, cheap shit.
Milwaukee's best.
Ramen noodles and
beer.
Yeah. I like Miller High Life. Milwaukee's best, okay, I get that stuff just gross. Mm. I'd rather drink less and spend the same amount and suffer less.
So what are the plans, what are the college plans for you? Are you going to do, like, 2 years in a community college and then call it quits or what?
Yeah, probably. It's just one of those things that's like, hey, the Coast Guard is giving you money to go get a degree, so you better fucking do it.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to blow the free money. So I got one more semester left, and then if I get a job, you know, where I can just kind of keep doing stand-up and they'll let me leave for a week at a time and come back until the stand-up stuff picks up, then I may end up going back to get a second associate's degree just for more free money. And I think there's nothing that's more of a waste of energy than getting 2 associate's degrees. What the fuck? I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with 2 associate's degrees. I don't know what I'm going to do with 1, but...
Yeah. Rockets playing sound effects over here. What are you doing? You still there, Jim?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. I'm getting nervous.
Today, Junior?
Oh, stop it.
Jim. Sound effects?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Rocket's like, we have technical difficulties in the studio now. I don't know what's going on. Rocket's doing
something.
Sorry
about that. I'm trying to, because we're still trying to figure out this stupid live show.
Idiots.
What? It is. I'm sorry. I got like 15 things going on here. What can I tell you?
All right, Jimmy. I appreciate you joining us on the program. It was a little rough. I'm sorry. We suck. That's
our
problem.
Thanks for having me on there. You guys are one of my credits now.
Sweet. Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. Woo. She's like, what do you want me to tell the crowd? And you're like, tell him that he can be heard on the lunaticradio.com show.
Now we're on 2 websites. We're on Scott Osaychik's as well, I think.
Yeah.
Scott.
So the website
uses the credit too.
Yeah. So the website is jimtoos.com. He's on MySpace, yeah. MySpace / jimtoos. He's a funny dude, man. Log on to your website. People, log on to Jim Tooze's website. He's got clips on there. How many clips do you have on there?
Probably like 6 or 7. I got some extra stuff up on the MySpace. I update the MySpace one a lot more frequently, so.
The MySpace. All right, Jimmy. We'll let you go. Right.
Thanks, guys.
Take care of yourself.
Later.
I think we should try officially to get them to change the name to the MySpace.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I think everyone should refer to it as the MySpace.
Whenever you come in here and interrupt.
interrupt me. You're breaking my concentration. You're distracting me. And it will then take some time to get back to where I was. Understand?
Magnus out! Biggie Magnus is out!
Right. Jim Hughes, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. Yeah, I like Jimmy, man, because he never gets high. He doesn't have a pulse.
What was that comedian with the kind of like shaggy, long hair?
Stephen Wright.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that reminded me of that.
Why do you park on the driveway and drive on the parkway or something? That was one of his jokes.
He said, spot me. I said, there you are.
All right, let's pick up the show. Because I got this dude. There's a guy on MySpace, right?
The MySpace.
His name is Dirty Hun. He's one of these rapper guys on the MySpace. You know how everybody has, like, all the bands have the MySpace music site where you listen to their awful, horrific, terrible music?
Oh, yeah.
And the rappers have it, too. And this guy, Dirty Hun, he's from Poverty Music. That's the label. Okay. Poverty Music. And music is spelled, everybody. It's a new spelling to the word music. It's M-U-Z-I-K-K. Poverty Music. M-U-Z-I-K-K. And he has a song on his site, and it's called Get You Home. And I want to play it on the show because it's romantic.
Cool.
What you gonna do when I get you home? Stick it in your mouth, gonna give me some bone. Open up your drawers, don't ask no questions. Bitch, I'm fucking your throat.
Come on, mommy, you know I'm ready to go. Ready to show you a good time, ready to throw. Swallow your spit and take a deep breath. Pull your head back with the right, grab my dick with the left. Get on your knees, let me sit on the bed. Now lick your lips and put your mouth on my head. Remove all hands and just use your mouth. Oh my goodness, you got me saying wow.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
It's romantic.
It is romantic.
Very.
This is like Sinatra when he did Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
It's like, you know, right up there with Lick My Love Pump.
Right.
Mommy from the hood, so you know mommy suck good. Every time I'm around her, I'm popping wood.
I'm popping wood. Wood.
I don't need it either. I don't never pay a fuck. Just us get the rock away, let baby suck. Shorty mouth game, something I call sick. Lips feel good and the tongue do tricks. I don't never trick. I might let it spark the blunt, pop the eggs, long the throat comes.
Hey, I'm the gay guy, remember me? Everything I do is because I'm gay.
I continue to bust nuts in the neck.
Ooh, baby, you already know. I'm fucking your throat. When I get you home, stick it in your mouth, gonna give me some bone.
Yeah, baby.
Don't ask no questions.
I want to send this one out to Shaquanda. Hanging out there in Bed-Stuy, New York, yo. Holla at your boy, player.
But it feels so good, I had to dedicate a whole song.
I want to go back to that part that he just did.
You mean where
I need to fuck a pussy when I'm out sweat. I'll continue to bust nuts in the neck.
Ooh, baby, you already know. I'm fucking your throat.
That is fucking love right there, people. Is no one digging? No one. These guys in studio, baby, if you're listening live on all three broadcasting networks, these guys are not feeling the song.
It sucks.
Yeah. Brutal. It's brutal.
That's all you gotta say? It's brutal?
Yeah, it's retarded.
That's it. Yeah. That's all you have to say.
Yeah.
You don't see how ridiculous this song is? Maybe you got some like funny comments you can throw in.
A whistle wuzzle.
Yeah, it's so bad. It's bad. I mean, it's just bad. It's retarded. What do you want me to say?
Best color man in the business, everybody.
That's no question. Bitch, I'm fucking your throat.
Wanna put it in my face, that's so selfish. Suck me off and don't worry about me telling. Yeah, I know I'm dead wrong, but it feels so good. I had to dedicate a whole song. I'd like to get it done by Trina, Eve, Lil' Kim. Beyonce made me train it to do it again. Actually, the girl with her mouth sound fine. Just gotta put your mouth where the sun don't shine. If I'm getting some bomb head, then I'll be a happy man. If I happen to drop dead, you got...
If I get some bomb head, I'll be a happy man when I drop dead. That is fucking poetry right there.
Where did you find this?
It's on the MySpace.
It's on the MySpace.
He's got a website, too. It's called DirtyHun.com. That's DirtyHun.com, everybody.
He's a cunning linguist.
I guess that's his rapper name, Dirty Hun.
He's awesome. I'm going to go out and buy
this. He's really good. The label is Poverty Music. Which is kind of like an oxymoron. Because if you have a label, usually that means you're kind of rich.
Dude, we could start a label right now. You want to start one called?
I thought you got to be rich to have a label.
No, we could call it Rocket Records and take one of Substrike CDs and say Rocket Records and put it on the MySpace.
It's funny how the label is Poverty Music. Anybody? Hold on. I'll get myself. Hold on.
Bueller.
Come on, don't be ashamed, there ain't no slut. I don't know why no one's like feeling me on this. While I rap, you can suck now. If it makes you feel better, I won't say fuck the mouth. I'll say
Rocket, you ever seen anybody drown before? And we're just keeping the life preserver for myself. Like every time Karen reaches for the life preserver, we're like, no. Go ahead, play it again. Yeah, oxymoron. Too bad you're not even using that word right. There you go.
I know.
There you go. Here's the life preserver. No, pull it back, swim to the boat, come on, you can do it,
alright, fine,
nobody has anything to say, yeah, this song sucks, yeah. That's it, nothing else,
that's Color Man,
nobody has anything else to say, come on,
I was trying to point out how ridiculous this song was,
it's horrible,
you don't even have to point it out, you just play it, and then people say, yeah, that song's ridiculous, you don't have to point it out,
but it kind of adds
Sledgehammer plot.
You know how to build a bit, Ron. That's how we.
It's
build.
Like, whoa, that kid has Down syndrome.
We start out with a clean slate. We play the music. Got a little picture on there. The music's so bad it paints a little picture on the canvas. And then you throw some wacky jabs in there to spice up the picture. You paint it. That's what you do.
We're painting pictures.
And Ron, you didn't finish the fucking picture. And now it looks like shit and I can't sell it.
What do you want me to tell you? The song sucked. The guy's, it's very romantic.
I don't know. I'm digging it. I think Dirty Hun is the second coming of Frank Sinatra.
I think we should take a break.
Oh, look, everybody. Rocket had the nervous laugh. Did you hear that? Had the nervous laugh like the show wasn't going anywhere.
I got a lot of stockholders, and I'm getting worried.
Oh, wrap it up.
Yeah. I think you suck. All right, everybody, we'll take a break, come back, regroup on the LunaticRadio.com show.
LunaticRadio.com's Drunk Call Hotline.
What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, this is Shawnee B.
Where the hell are you from anyway, Private?
Austin, Texas, dog. Yo,
dog. Holy dog shit, Texas. Only steers and queers come from Texas. Do you suck dick?
No, sir.
Are you a peanut supper?
No.
Bullshit. It's such a golf ball through a garden hole.
That sounds niggerific, yo.
What's your excuse?
Yo.
Laguna Beach.
Ronnie Beans, you fat fucker.
Want to join in on the fun? Call us, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. It's the LunaticRadio.com Trump Call Hotline. Hit us up.
Who are some of the people that listen to TPSRadio.net?
This is Britney Spears.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Ed McMahon.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Hi, this is Matt Furnett.
And Paul D.
We're from Loverboy.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Tina Turner.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, I'm Amy.
We're the Intel Girls.
Hello, I'm Phil Collins.
Hi, this is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar.
Okay, maybe they don't really listen to TPSRadio.net, but you should. Check us out. TPSRadio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Yo, what's up, dipshit? It's fucking Fat Kev saying you guys fucking suck.
Now back to the show.
I did. He said, what do I think? I said, I thought it stunk.
All right, everybody. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Broadcasting on three networks, everybody. TPSRadio.net. Orlando Underground Radio. Not that funny. Attitude Radio. And
just some networks.
I'd like to welcome PureRockRadio.net, everybody.
The important one is Rays.
Actually, big news this week was our friend over there. Her name is Lindsay Lohan. You know, the hot piece of ass.
Of course.
I'm not giving up on Lindsay Lohan, people.
She needs more cheeseburgers.
A lot of these fucking people out there are giving up on Lindsay
she
Lohan.
Needs her, she needs her boobies back. Is what
too many
she
ribs? You see too many ribs.
Yeah.
Too many ribs.
Nobody wants skinny crack whore. You want big boobed vixen.
I don't know. You know, I was agreeing with her when she got the notion inside her head that she was getting a little chubby and she started becoming bulimic.
That's
like, I agree with her.
Don't do anything that's going to get rid of your boobs. That's all I got to say.
No, but she maintained them. She had nice little ones
when she
was skinny. When she was rail thin.
There was you have to maintain the bobos.
Like I saw her on SNL. If you caught her on SNL like a couple months ago, she was, you know, deadly thin. It was horrible.
Gross.
No boobies, whatever.
No boobies.
But over the summer and over the fall, she started gaining a little weight back.
Crack will do that to you.
And she started looking good.
It's almost like Chandler Bing with the, you know, like the episodes of Friends when he's fat, and then the episodes where he's skinny, and then he's fat, and then he's skinny. Because it was rehab? No rehab.
She's got beautiful music. This is what I listen to when I go to bed at night.
Oh, God, come on.
But anyway, I mentioned Lindsay Lohan, everybody, because apparently in Vanity Fair, there's an article coming out in Vanity Fair that she hints that she's done the coke.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, wow. And Michael Jackson likes little kids? What? What do you say? That's, I don't believe that.
You don't believe?
No. God. Lindsay Lohan?
Now, what I'm saying is...
Ride the snake?
What I'm saying is, Lindsay Lohan doing coke makes her hotter.
That's right.
I think she should be proud of it.
Because she's a coke whore?
No, she's not a coke whore anymore, but she's done it.
No, any girl who does coke is a coke whore. That's how it works.
Okay.
Just like if you do crack, you're a crackhead. You can't say that I smoke crack, but I'm not a crackhead.
You got a good point there.
Yeah. Just that's how it works.
Yeah.
You do coke and you're a girl, you're a coke whore.
You got a good point. If you do crack once, you're a crackhead.
Right. Yeah, you're a crackhead.
Right.
Crackhead.
And there's no way to get out of it.
I guess doing coke doesn't have that same stigma, though.
No, but, you know, you blow one guy, you're gay.
It's true. I haven't done that.
Well, I'm just saying, that's okay. The way it works.
Like, you're looking at me like you think I've done
it. No, I'm just saying, you know, you don't pull that back.
Yeah. Yeah, so in the Vanity Fair article, she claims, well, she doesn't claim, she doesn't actually say what drug she did, but she said, yeah, I did, and she doesn't say the word, but I got it out of my system. And well, I'm not doing the drugs anymore.
Yeah. Listen, that they all say that.
Yeah. She's very tormented. Quit your whining, you hua.
She didn't even write this song. That's what I mean. How can you scream about something? You didn't even write it. Somebody else wrote it.
This sounds like a 14-year-old whining that they didn't get the toy from Toys R Us.
This is somebody taking it. This is
like in their bedroom, like yelling at their mom through the closed door.
Yeah.
I didn't get that, you whore.
This is somebody stabbing a cat and recording it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And listen, you can't be tormented making millions of dollars.
It doesn't work.
But what do people think? Come on. Lindsay Lohan doing coke hot or not? Let's take a poll question in the chat room.
Yeah.
Yay or nay.
If she's snorting a line of coke off my knob, that's hot.
I love the Lindsay Lohan doing coke.
Off a rocket's knob, not so hot.
Hey, she can do whatever she wants off my knob.
Hob.
Oh. Hob knob. Wizzle wuzzle.
Looking at the chat room feedback, I want Lindsay Lohan snorting coke. Is that hot or not?
Yeah, I just posted the question.
Okay. You keep me updated on that.
I will do that for you.
Thank you very much. I was looking on the internet also, and this whole segment is dedicated to chicks and getting naked. All right, this is the theme of this segment.
Wow.
All right.
Themed segment.
Now, I was looking on the internet, you know, doing my search, watching the old porno, because I got to watch.
Because that's
porn.
All you do.
Chicken fingers, fries, porn. Should we throw out the AVN news?
Well, we'll do that. I'll cover that.
Okay.
I saw something on a site called celebproject.com. Now, celebproject.com is one of these websites, one of these porno websites that has, like, every celebrity sex tape available.
Excellent.
And, you know, has the old Pam Anderson one. It has the recent one with Janet Jackson sunbathing nude.
Sure.
Every porno you can think of. Now, I'm looking at this site. I'm thinking, hey, this looks pretty credible. So I was looking at it the other day. What pops up? Apparently, there's an Ashley Simpson sex tape.
Say it isn't so.
Why? You don't want to see that?
No, I'm
oh, that say it isn't so, like your dreams have just come true
yeah,
kind of thing?
Don't tease me.
Oh, you want a legit period.
And you can log on to celebproject.com. Celebproject.com. There's little captions in there. Little, like, pictures of the film.
Does it look like that?
And it looks like it. I'm thinking.
Is she going at it?
Yeah.
Like, does she? Because see, like, even though, all right, the difference, to me, her sister looks like she dabbles in it. You know, like she dabbles in sex and she'll give you, like, just enough sex to keep you from complaining. Whereas Ashley looks like she, you know, she'd go at it.
Right.
Like she'd be like, come here. Give me.
Right. Like we were mentioning a couple weeks ago Jessica Simpson is the type of broad that when she's like trying to hob the knob, she's kind of batting it like a little bunny.
Yeah. You know, like a mouse with, a cat with a ball of yarn. You know, da, 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 da.
Yeah, like a cat with like a little nugget of catnip, like batting it around.
Yeah, batting it around. Yeah, does this feel good? Oh, you like this?
Occasionally it gets stuck to the claws and you can't get it off for a second.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're thinking Ashley Simpson, because she kind of looks like a scarecrow. She might want to suck the cock.
Yeah. Well, because she's not as good looking as Jessica, so she has to be better in bed.
Now, you log on to celebproject.com. It's on the front page. It has little captions, little screenshots of the video. I believe one where she's, like, standing up and she's got her boobs showing. Another one where she's... I think you see her ass. I'm not really sure. And then, like, the third one is her, like, hobbing a knot.
Nice.
And it just, it looks like it. I'm like, it could be. But you know those porno people.
Yeah.
They fuck with you.
Yeah.
You know? They throw a hat on a chick and glasses, and they have, like, they claim it's like Madonna, and it's not. You know what I mean? They disguise them up.
Those Von Dutch like hats.
They'll get a chick that kind of looks like her, put a hat on her to make it look, you know, more similar.
Right, but the China video, you absolutely positively knew it was her. So it's actually the one girl you could have used the double for, like, you knew it was her.
Actually, China wasn't in their China video. It was Lou Ferrigno. I found that out the other day.
You mean Lou Ferrigno's got a clit the size of King Kong?
Exactly. So Ashley Simpson has a sex tape, and I want to believe it.
Lou Ferrigno's clit comes with a congressman.
Its own zip code.
Yeah. Vote for me, congressman. Lou Ferrigno's clit.
Is that Democrat, or is that the Independent Party?
Yeah, the Working Families Party. I will make sure this clit gets represented in the Congress. Lou Ferrigno's clit votes yay.
Now, apparently...
you gotta have in the bottom of the commercial, like, a little picture of it, like, paid for by...
This commercial brought to you by Friends of Lou Ferrigno's Clit. I'm Lou Ferrigno's Clit, and I approve this ad.
Yes, Lou Ferrigno's Clit. How did we get here?
I don't know how I got there.
Shit.
I don't know how I got there.
Funny.
How can I go back to the Ashley Simpson shit?
It's a puzzle. All over the place. Dude, real quick, Lindsay Lohan, most of the people saying no, just to catch you up on that. Most people like, no, they don't want the crack whore. That was like the majority.
My listeners are on crack then. They don't know.
Weird.
They don't like the crack whores.
Don't get me wrong. I like her better with the tits, but I'd bang her one way anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Skinny, fat, doesn't
Lindsay
matter.
Lindsay Lohan had one leg, I'd still bang her.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I'd say, hey, listen, maybe next time you might want to have a few milkshakes beforehand, but, you know.
Getting back to the Ashley Simpson thing, apparently the video is a video of her engaging sex acts with a former celebrity boyfriend. No, she dated that guy with the hair. That's all I know. The guy, you know, the pot guy with the hair? No, people would know who this guy is. I don't know his name, but he's like a guy who played like an acoustic guitar, and he had that really fucked up, like, NSYNC type of hair. It was like just spiked straight up.
Yeah,
he was like
Ty Pennington look.
Yeah, yeah. Like all fucked up. That's the only celebrity boyfriend I know she dated.
Okay, good thing you're keeping track of that, though.
Why am I all up to date on all this pop
tart
shit?
Yeah, it's a little weird. Yeah.
It's because you sit in this room all day and watch TV.
You know what I watched the other day?
North Cock.
You know what I watched the other day?
What did you watch?
And this makes me really gay, and I'll admit it.
Now, here we go.
The Goonies?
Teletubbies.
The Notebook.
Oh, God.
I wanted to suck Bernard's cock.
The Notebook. You know The Notebook with Rachel McAdams? Anybody?
Nope. Sorry.
You know why I watched it? Because I heard that, like, you kind of get to see her ass in the movie. And I was let down. You don't see her ass at all. You don't see any part of her ass. And I was watching a fucking movie because I thought I might be able to see her ass.
Oh, I see. So you sat through the gay for the potential to see some chick ass. And you didn't even get it, but you still shed a tear at the end.
I sat through the gay to try to see the ass, and I didn't get the ass, so I just ended up being gay.
Wow. Karen, what'd you watch the other day?
Like Water for Chocolate.
I watched Chocolat.
Chocolat.
Oh, God. Yeah, I thankfully have to say that I've never, I think the last truly girl flick that I saw was Untamed Heart. You remember that one with Christian Slater and Marissa Tomei? It's like, it was like 12 years ago. Yeah.
Wow, Christian Slater and Marissa Tomei were in the same movie?
Yeah, Untamed Heart.
I never even heard of that movie.
Yeah, I got dragged to that one by my girlfriend at the time. But that was, after that I put my foot down. I said, no more!
When was that, like 83?
No, it was like 93. It was right after My Cousin Vinny. It was like her first movie after My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, it was after My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's see. There it is. Yep. Untamed Heart, 1993.
Woo!
Christian Slater, Marissa Tomei. Rosie Perez was in it.
Yep.
Whatever happened to Rosie Perez?
She's on Letterman every once in a while. She's like, I'm really working on my voice.
Keep working on it because it's been 37 years and you still have that damn accent.
Yeah, and stuff. I try not to...
Oh. Rosie Perez, I remember from White Man Can't Jump, and I can't remember in anything else. Oh, maybe that movie with Nicolas Cage where he won the millions?
Right.
The lottery?
She was in Do the Right Thing, too.
Do the Right Thing?
She was Mookie's girlfriend in Do the Right Thing. You see her boobies.
Mookie Wilson?
No, Mookie. Spike Lee played Mookie. Uh-huh. And you see her boobies in it.
All right.
He rubs them down with ice.
In other sex tape rumor news, everybody, apparently there's a sex tape waiting to hit the internet that depicts a 90s era rock star in a menage a trois with a porn star and a Hollywood Hellcat. Now, what the hell is a Hollywood Hellcat? Is that a guy or a girl?
That would be a girl.
Okay. So it's like a 90s rock star with a porn star.
And
a Hollywood Hellcat.
All right, that's an actress who's like Tara Reid would be a Hollywood Hellcat.
Okay, so can we narrow this down?
Well,
90s rock star.
It could be anybody.
90s era rock star.
Yeah, it could be like Bret Michaels.
Could be.
Could be Tommy Lee.
So it could be Bret Michaels. Maybe like Jenna Jameson, maybe? Who did Jenna Jameson bang in the 90s?
She was banging Bret Michaels, I think.
Was she?
Yeah. Dude, they did.
And who would be the Hellcat though? Back like Sean Young?
It could have been. No, really, it could. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's very vague. That's way too vague to really have something.
It is very vague. But apparently, there's two of the people that are in the menage want the tape to be released.
Really?
So I'm thinking it's probably the two chicks.
That would be awesome.
Because probably the porn star, whoever this porn star was, and his Hellcat, they're probably doing nothing and they have no money left.
Right, so they're looking to make a little cash.
Yeah.
Little.
So you got to think it was probably a pretty famous rock star guy. Somebody who's still relevant. If they want to release it, why release it if the guy's not fucking popular?
It's one of the guys from Whitesnake.
Oh, David Coverdale.
It's not David Coverdale.
Tell me, I got to have...
What was that chick?
Tawny Catane.
Yeah.
Have you seen Tony Katane?
No, is she still good?
No.
Oh, I was
no.
Say, no.
She
no.
got like all beat up.
Repent, repent.
Yeah. See, that's what happens when you bang cheesy hair metal band guys. That's what happens.
I think she died like 15 years ago, but somehow
nobody,
she's still walking
nobody
around.
Nobody told her. She's the undead.
Yeah, no one told her she died 15 years ago.
Yeah. Oh,
she's
dude,
still
she's
around.
Brutal. Best thing you pull up.
She's the walking dead.
She has a mugshot because she beat up her husband. And they arrested her, and she has a mugshot that looks like it's bad. Looks like she got run over by a truck.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so there's a Ménage à Trois sex tape ready to hit the internet. I love when the celeb things hit the internet. Because I actually watched that Eve one. You know, the rapper Eve?
Yeah, sure. She's hot. I like her.
Really? I don't.
I like that black ass.
Holy shit! No, I don't dig it at all. Oh. I was very disgusted by
yeah,
the.
Yeah, I don't dig
like
it at all.
I like
it was almost. On
I don't
the
like
same
the panther claw thing she's got
this,
going.
Is this really weird? Rocket just like made me nervous all of a sudden. You know,
it did.
I'm just like,
yeah. You know, Eve reminds me of Mark Jackson from the New York Knicks. Is that a point guard?
Why? Because she points to the rim before every foul shot.
I think so. I think so.
That's so dumb. That's like, unless you're a Knicks fan, you never, you don't get that joke at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I was disgusted by the Eve one. But I love when these celebrity sex tapes hit the airwaves. Oh, the internets. The intranets.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see this Ménage. And I'm very interested to see the Ashley Simpson one. And I hope it's not a fake.
I think they should. I think every celebrity should come out. Every girl celebrity should come out with a sex tape. Every one of them.
If there's a God, that tape is real. And it will be the perfect fucking capper to her career.
If she has half a brain after what her sister... Well, although the Paris Hilton sex tape, when that got... Paris... Not her sister. I'm sorry. That wasn't her sister. But when if she learned from Paris Hilton, you know... It helped Paris Hilton, but Ashley Simpson already is in the gutter because of her fuck up on Saturday Night Live. So if there was a sex tape released, that would fuck her up totally. I mean, she's already kind of in the can.
You think so? I think it would make her more popular.
She's already in the fucking gutter because of that fucking whole SNL fuck up.
Yeah, but that was like because of her talent. I think it would make her more popular if she came out with a sex tape.
Really?
Dude, what would like her father think though? Like that Joe guy? Is
he'd
his name
it.
Joe?
Doesn't yeah. he love his isn't he
like a minister or some shit?
Sure. I don't know. He'd be like, who knows what he would be.
He'd be like, oh man, my dude is hot.
Isn't that the dad that like was talking about isn't that what Jessica Simpson's like, oh, she's got a great rack, you know, like she's the one with the D's, like the great D.
Well, he
cups.
Said we tried hiding him and we couldn't.
Oh, I thought he
when
was
he
the one
said that about his daughters?
I thought I mean,
he actually said that, hey, yo, I got one daughter with a gray rack. I got another one with a fabulous poontang. Did he say
yeah.
that?
I have a daughter. Yeah, I have a daughter that has a gray rack.
You're paraphrasing.
Suck a D.
I think
she can suck a D. She can suck a D like nobody's business.
She deep throat that motherfucker. Yeah.
She make it good. Trick.
She'll mind the stepchildren. Get jiggly, 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 jiggly. She do you right.
She can tame those balls.
She can't sing worth a damn, but she can suck a D.
If there's a God up there in heaven, everybody. Yeah. If there's a God in my world, if there's a God looking over me, he's gonna make the Ashley Simpson sex tape sound like this.
Oh, dude, I have a Tory Lane update.
Oh, Tory Lane update.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Wait. Tory Lane update?
Go ahead.
Tory Lane is going to be starring in Belladonna's Fucking Girls 3.
We win!
Which will be coming out sometime in March or April, right? And I don't know if you've ever seen Belladonna. She's not like the best looking girl in the world, but her videos are just nuts.
Okay.
She just won. Belladonna won an AVN for Fucking Girls 2 or Fucking Girls Again. Right?
That's the fucking original title for a porno?
Yeah, she has one called Belladonna's Fucking Girls and then Belladonna's Fucking Girls Again.
I'm surprised it's not Fucking Girls 97.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, but Belladonna's, her videos are nuts. Like, they're just so out of control. And Tory Lane is in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, dude, I gotta get that one.
Such a common name. I'm surprised no one made a
Belladonna,
film.
Who's brought you such innovative titles like My Ass is Haunted.
And for those who don't know, this is Tory Lane in action.
Oh, fuck me,
shit, bitch!
And also, unbelievable.
Also, Belladonna did Weapons of Ass Destruction.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got some news for the brothers out there listening to the program, because I know they're holding it down.
Word up.
There are some brothers that listen to the program.
Yay, yay!
Homeboys, listen up. Your girl, Toni Braxton, is in negotiations to become nude in Playboy.
Wow. Intriguing. Wow.
How about that?
I like Toni Braxton.
Toni Braxton.
I like Toni Braxton.
How old is she, though? Isn't she closing on 40?
37, I think. Wow.
Closing I like Toni Braxton. Toni Braxton's got to kill a body.
The only thing is that...
The nice black bitch.
Sure, she's going to do the Playboy. Sure, she's going to do the Playboy.
This guy over here.
It's the CEO. What? Representing.
Yeah.
What do you say? That's a fine black bitch.
Okay. She's going to do the Playboy, but she's only going to show her ass and her boobs.
I'll take it.
She won't show the poontang.
Sure. Okay. Hey, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, I'll take it.
But, you know, I want the whole package.
They don't do that. A lot of girls don't do that anymore. I don't know why. What's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
You can't show the what's the big deal? Like, nobody's ever seen one before. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to show your ass and your boobs. Go the whole nine.
Brian, that's what I'm saying. Go the whole 9 yards. Show us home plate.
Yeah. Like, what's the difference?
Because we want to score.
Yeah. I mean, what's the big deal?
I want to score some runs. Show me home plate.
If I were ever to pose nude, I'm not covering up the goodies.
Oh, man. That's just... Ugh.
I'm not covering up the goodies. I'm letting them hang.
Oh, gross.
I'm going to check them out.
You make a good point. If I ever pose nude, I'm showing my fucking taint.
Yeah.
Like, my taint's going to be spread.
Yeah.
Pow!
You'll get to see everything. You'll get it all.
Okay. You know, in my layout, that's the first shot. Me, legs wide open, taint ablazing. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Staying away from this one.
Like, come on. Do the whole, line.
We're not getting gay, Rock. We're just showing, we're just trying to prove a point here. You got to go hold those 9 yards when you're, posing nude.
Yeah.
None
of this, like, clever covering. Like, ooh, look, I'm naked, but I'm not. I'm covering up. This is more tasteful.
You can't lollygag to posing naked.
Listen, there's only one reason. Like, from a guy's point of view, a girl poses in Playboy. There is only one reason that she's in Playboy.
Right.
So you can jerk off to her.
Exactly.
That's it. It's not tasteful. It's not for art's sake.
Drop a load.
It's so I can rub one out to your picture. So you're not doing anybody any kind of service by covering up the goodies.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to rub one out to Toni Braxton if she's only showing her boobies and her ass.
Absolutely.
Maybe you're going to have to, like, put her music on in the background as you're looking at the mag. I don't know. It's going to be hard. She's not that hot. She's not a Pam Anderson.
No.
She's not
Pam Anderson shows everything. You get to see everything of Pam Anderson.
Yeah, but I'm saying Pam Anderson's fucking super hot.
That
everything's
too.
Nice.
Wait, I've never seen Pam Anderson's vag.
Oh, really?
Really?
You got to go back to the old school Playboys when she first posed.
Well, yeah, she was in like a couple
really?
Years.
Really? She did?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
But then again, Rock, did you see the video?
Well, that's true. So that, that wasn't Playboy. I'm talking about Playboy. That's
a couple years ago, she had a spread in Playboy about maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Wow.
And she, everything, you saw everything. She even had like where, like the clever, my leg's up a little bit, so I'll give you a little hint of what's going on down there. You know? Where, and yeah, I mean, come on.
Wow. No, I missed that. That's crazy. Wow, Pam Anderson. Like, was she like doing like the whole spread eagle thing? Or was she doing like...
No. She was doing the side view with the leg lifted up just a little bit.
Oh,
so you could kind of see what was going on a little bit. You see a little... See the little doodads?
You weren't getting full roast beef sandwiches.
No. But you trust me. She did you all right. She did you cool.
She helped the brother out.
Yeah, I was digging it. I was like, you know, because I usually can't jerk off the Playboy. Because it's just not hard. I need more than that. But I could to that spread.
And also, finally, to wrap up this segment, one last story, everybody. The greatest freaking story that came out this week was Howard Stern's daughter.
Oh, yes.
Getting naked on that off-Broadway production of what was the name of the freaking thing?
She's not that bad looking.
No, she's not.
I thought she'd have just the ugly Stern look about her. Cause like
Howard in a dress.
Yeah, exactly. But she actually, she's bangable.
Claiming she's the queen of all media?
I still, you know, even though she's kind of good, I still couldn't bang her. It's just weird. It's just like, I just think about Howard.
I'd picture Howard.
Howie.
Yeah.
I mean, see, right.
Where she'd be like,
you're a very good looking guy. Turn her up. Turn her up.
You know what I would do to you? You do anal. You know what I would do to you?
Emily Stern, 22, starring in the play Kabbalah, which she has since dropped out of, and she's playing Madonna. And here is a clip of her fine acting skills on display. Here we go.
Sexual, spiritual. Spiritual, sexual, offended all, sexual, spiritual, love like hell, the name of God, my breasts, my white shining legs, my vagina, my ass are all godly, breasts in Hebrew, shad, God in Hebrew, shaddai, shaddai in Hebrew also means my breasts, God in my tits inside God, my tits are godly, my tits are
And
what?
That's just odd.
Wow.
What's
that all about? I think if I was hanging out with a girl and she started doing that, I'd leave. Yeah. Just walk out of the room. I'd walk out slowly, ass first.
If I'm Howard Stern, not only am I embarrassed that my daughter's on stage naked, I'm embarrassed that my daughter's acting like that on stage naked.
Yeah. How is that any form of art? It has nothing. That has no value whatsoever.
You know what? I studied acting in college for a little while. I fucking hated it.
Did you have to pretend you were an amoeba? Waving your foot, flagella?
I did do some exercises like that.
A tree in the breeze?
Waving your flagella all over the place?
And I had to
transmutating from place to place?
And I had to see numerous plays and see numerous people do scenes and crap, and I never actually enjoyed one of them. Ever. I always sat in the audience and pretended I liked it. Because I didn't want to get a bad grade or something.
To meet girls?
Yeah. I used to go to Broadway plays, and I actually went to a Broadway play where I actually sat on the stage with the actors looking at the audience.
Wow.
In a packed theater, and I still hated the play. I was like, I don't want to be here. And I had to act the whole time like I liked the play.
Wow. I've been to one play in my entire life, and it was 2 hours wasted.
So when I hear this crap...
Sexual, spiritual, spiritual, sexual...
It drives me nuts that there's somebody out there in society that claims he's normal writing that shit.
Right.
Saying, this is art, come look at it. You know what I mean?
I always love the people who try to make sex into this, spiritual thing and, that it's not just slam and ham.
They're
like, oh, it's so spiritual. No, it's not. You're slamming fucking ham.
Yeah.
That's it.
God, my breasts, my white shining legs, my vagina.
I love how she says, my vagina.
Does she? Yeah, she says her ass right after that, too, didn't she?
Yeah. Doesn't she?
Ass are all right there. Godly. Breasts in Hebrew is shod. God in Hebrew is shaddai. Shaddai in Hebrew also means my breasts.
Like,
God,
is this a comedy?
My tits,
I don't know.
How do you listen to this without laugh?
My tits are godly. My tits are God.
There is a laugh. I don't know if you got that part of the clip where the people start doing that weird, what the fuck?
Trying to be funny.
What the fuck's going on?
That was like a nervous, holy shit, this is really bad laugh.
Right. Well, because is she trying to be funny or not? How do you not laugh? She's screaming my vagina, my ass. That always makes me laugh.
I don't know what her character is having right here. Is her character trying to make the audience laugh, as Rocket just said? Is her character discovering something? I don't know. What's going on here?
Did you just vent?
What's going on? What's her motivation in this scene?
Apparently something itches.
Holy crap.
My white shining legs, my vagina.
Apparently something itches, and she's just naming off what part of her itches.
Yeah, right. My tit, my vagina,
my ass,
my calf.
At the end of the scene, she's like, I got cramps.
My ass are all godly. Breasts in Hebrew is shod. God in Hebrew is shaddai.
Apparently, she's trying to explain or depict how crazy Madonna was back in the day.
That's a little too cultural for me. I don't know. That's I don't get it.
Hey, Karen, who's Clumenati again?
Craig Coleman.
Craig Coleman. He's like, she sounds like Howard Stern. My vagina will be right back after this.
Double A.
World famous Craig Coleman. Looks like he lives in a friggin' office.
Double MCO or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. My vagina will be back after the break.
Yeah. So, his daughter completely embarrassed him. There's various stories going around. Howard was mad. Howard wasn't mad. Howard supports her. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Whatever. I hope there's naked pictures of her on the internet soon.
That would be
fantastic. Because that would be just freaking A game for me. More naked girls on the internet, the better.
Doesn't hurt. It really doesn't hurt.
Yeah. And more naked girls with, like, relevance in the world. Like,
there's a picture on the TV. Oh, for a split second.
Oh, right on the studio monitor.
That was
a great
time.
Over.
Studio monitor.
This is kind of funny that we're doing our radio show.
There's more of her. Look at this.
And Howard Stern's big mug's right, sitting
shit.
Right in front of me.
Tell you, she's got a nice little body.
Mm. Yeah, so Howard Stern's Emily Stern, everybody. 22 years old, starting to play Kabbalah, where she played Madonna. Apparently, she gets naked at the end, and everybody's touching her. Somebody please out there, I hope there's somebody out there that taped this, like videotaped it, and is going to, you know, put it on the internet.
He's going to have her on the show, on his show. Yeah, so here's my daughter, Emily Stern. Yeah, turn around. Yeah,
turn around. You know what I would do to you?
Let me see your
You know what I would do to you?
Plain anal ring toss.
Yeah, Robin, you want a banger?
Yeah.
Yeah, Robin, you want a banger? Yeah. Artie, feel the breasts, Artie. Look how real they are.
Yeah, Artie, give her a McGriddle.
McGriddle? I don't know, Allie. I don't know.
You ever see like Artie?
I've had Sal the stockbroker teabagger.
Yeah. Yeah. He has to slap her on the ass with a trout to get her new boobs.
You look good. You look good. Turn around. Hey, turn around.
What do you need new boobs for?
Why don't you put in this? Oh, get in the tickle chair.
Yeah. Would you?
Come on. I'll let you do a plug.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Did you rub my feet?
We kind of picked up the show in that segment.
Thanks.
Kind of did it.
Appreciate it.
Did a good job. We're going to take a break. We got more stuff to talk about.
We got nothing. Stop it.
And we'll be back with more lunaticradio.com show. Wacky hijinks, everybody. Right after this.
You're listening to lunaticradio.com.
Holy Christ. Where's my radio talent?
Now with 20% more self-loathing.
Yo, people who have my personal number, I cannot pick up the fucking phone when you call me on the air. Shit!
A instant message at Lunatic Radio on AIM.
Thank you.
That's how you get in contact.
Thank you. Ron, I love you, dude, but Radio 101, kid. Go He's back to the book. Go back and read the chapter again.
Kev is still calling.
Kev is still calling. Unbelievable. This has been an absolute train wreck.
Wow.
I really want to apologize to the listeners who have stayed up to 12 o'clock on the East Coast.
Rob, my buddy.
9 o'clock on the West Coast. If you stayed up this long and you've lasted through this show,
wow.
Get a rope. Tie a noose. Hang yourself.
Exactly.
I am serious. You are a complete champ, though. Don't go do that.
No, yeah.
I don't want any.
We love
serious.
You guys. You guys are the best. Especially Ray, man. Yeah. He's putting up with the show right now. He's putting out right now. Probably for the best, like, hour. He's been wanting to pull the fucking plug.
Unbelievable.
Go to dead air, probably.
Unbelievable. I just got people calling me, drunk callers. That just make no sense.
This has been insane.
Rocket looking at the board. Every time I touch a button on the board, Rock's like, it's like we're playing chess.
Yeah.
Like, is he going to have the checkmate here? I'm like, what the fuck? I can't touch the board without Rocket looking at me like I'm about to jump off a cliff.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable, Ron. Stop it. Now he's doing a radio.
Now he's doing a bit.
Now he's doing a bit.
602. That's
Kev's calling now. They're all trying to fuck with the show. This is my listener.
Holy shit, we are doomed.
This is the people I grew up with.
Holy shit.
They got the young buck in the group.
Sure.
Which is me, trying to produce something that's entertaining for the people to listen to around the country.
You know, just when I thought this might be pretty bad, we might be in for a pretty good series of shows going live, man. This can get fucking out of control.
This is going to get fucking out of control.
This is going to be awesome.
And you know, I've mentioned this. I hate talking about the show because I really want to entertain you people. you know, with other topics. We've got various topics to talk about and stuff like that.
Right.
I hate talking about the show, you know, as we do the fucking show.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But the show, the demise of this show, people, will be before March.
Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting. And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly. Time for me to fly.
Oh, what the fuck? These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
Because the music.
And what up, everybody? Twisted Transistor?
Yeah, try Twisted Transistor bag.
I got some in my mouth, so that's good. Twisted Transistor corn, right? You don't like it? So you guys are just bashing it as it was coming out.
Dude, what's in your mouth?
I'm throwing them out. Big, huge, massive, black dong.
Aw, you flamer.
Hey, man, throw those jokes out there. I'll bat them down. I don't care.
It's not really batting them down.
It's a lunaticradio.com show. Back and break emails to the show. At lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline 206-202-LUNE, that's 206-202-5666. Hit us up. I want to thank everybody joining us on the tpsradio.com network.
Yes.
.com network.
Yeah.
It's not .com, it's .net. And Attitude Radio and PureArtRadio.net. I want to thank everybody joining us in the chat rooms. I'm actually getting to see our fan base on camera. It's kind of weird. I'm doing the show and there's like eight people staring at me on my studio monitor.
We're borrowing Orlando Underground's chat for tonight. We're going to get rid of the Yahoo chat and we'll set up a new chat.
Real? New chat coming to the LunaticRadio.com show?
Rocket's always got to make things bigger and better. Always got to bring that up to the next level. That's what I do.
That's good stuff. I like that.
So we appreciate the... borrowing with the chat for tonight. Everyone's having a good time, looks like. But, you know, always bigger and better things. Because Ray can pull the plug at any time. So now we have to keep on working to make the show better. Because Ray could just be like, okay, I'm done. Okay. What's your five doing?
Listen up, everybody. Our buddy, Lonnie Beans,
yo,
is going to a destination.
Ooh.
Yes.
That everybody loves.
Ooh.
Honolulu.
Tiny bubbles, baby.
Ronnie Beans is going to Hawaii. When are you going to Hawaii?
Are we going?
End of January.
End of January. Ronnie Beans is going to Hawaii at the end of January. Now, Ronnie Beans lives in New York. As do all we all. We don't go on vacations, Rocket and I.
No, we just work.
But in New York, you know, in the wintertime, you become very white.
Right.
Especially Ron, because are you Irish?
No.
Polish?
Partly.
Ron's Polish, so that means he's really white. And, well, you want to tell a story?
All right. Well, there's more to it than that.
There is?
First it started that a person, a friend of mine, explained to me that this is my first trip to the tropics, right?
Right.
And she told me that what happens a lot of times is people go to the tropics, and they go in the winter, obviously, they don't have a good tan. The first day they're out in the sun, they get burnt.
Right.
And then it ruins the rest of their vacation.
Can't go out in the sun anymore.
Out in the sun because you've got this huge sunburn, right?
No swimming with Flipper.
That's right. So I decided that in order to make sure that my vacation goes as smoothly as possible, that I was gonna go tanning.
Now,
but there's something before that.
What are you gonna do before that?
Well, before I went tanning, I had to remove some superfluous stuff.
Ooh. You had to shave the sweater.
I had to get rid of the sweater. Now,
not the one in your closet.
Not the one,
on your back.
The one on me back. Now, it's not like really hairy, but it's hairy enough to where you'd notice. So I decided, I said, being the tough guy that I am, the fact that I have many a tattoo.
Yeah.
I said, how bad could a little waxing be?
Right.
You know, how bad could it be? It's horrible.
Did you get the back wax?
I got the back wax.
Can we see it?
Sure, if you want.
All right, just turn around. Show me it. I want to go. Oh, we're going to see Ron's back.
Oh, shit.
Actually, I saw your back in Vegas when we went on the Vegas trip, and it was fucking hairy as shit.
Yeah.
I just saw Ron's ass crack. Wow. Ah, that's got to hurt.
There's parts I have to trim up.
Yeah.
It's actually
one side.
Yeah, that because that's really sensitive. And I was like, don't wax that part. I'll just shave it.
You might have to go back for an estimate on that one side.
And,
that's some acreage.
Yeah. Notice the red marks.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
God damn, that must have fucking hurt.
It's like fucking
Ronnie
Mars.
Beans is standing up in the middle of studio, people, showing us his newly waxed back.
Isn't that the Jane's, like a Jane's Addiction logo?
No, that's Pearl Jam.
Oh, Pearl Jam. That's one of them. That's cool. You got the Pearl Jam logo tattooed on his back.
Ron is 6'5".
No, three.
6'3"?
And change.
You look like you're 6'5". Ron's 6'3". His back is like fucking a wall, dude.
He is.
Huge.
6'3", what, like 130?
Huge back.
130, 135.
Yeah.
Was it a little Asian lady?
She would count 1, 2, 3 in Asian. You know,
I'll rephrase that question. Let me rephrase that question.
Oh, yeah.
How many Asian ladies?
Yeah, right. Did they use a weed whacker on that thing?
Well, it was one to hold me down and the other one to do the stripping. And then what they would do is they would like smack it as they pulled it off to sort of like,
hi-ya!
You know, yeah, to like, you know, heat it up where they would be like, whoosh, and then pull it off.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And it hurt. It definitely hurt. And on the sides, hurt even more.
Yeah,
so when
that's loose skin.
They did my right side first, and as you can tell, that's the side that got really beat up.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, you cannot do the left side like that because you're killing me. So what they did was they did most of it. They got the big stuff. So I was like, the little stuff, I'll just shave. Like, I'll shave it.
Yeah,
it's not that
sure,
big.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be perfect. I just need you to get the big clumps, basically.
When you go into a salon or wherever you have to go to get your back shaved, and the lady goes, okay, we'll get the big stuff.
Yeah, right.
You're fucked.
Yeah. Well, it's not, it's like literally, the problem is, like, people who haven't, like, I'm 6'3", and I have probably the widest shoulders of, like, anybody. So it's acreage back then.
Yeah.
Like, my shoulders are freaking wide, you know, and that's, you know, just the way it is.
Yeah.
So it's not so much the thickness, it's the amount of hair, because it's over a very large area.
There's two Asian ladies walking around on the eastern end of Long Island with nice sweaters.
Yeah. Oh, you should see the paper after they rip it off.
Yeah.
Like the hair on the paper. I mean, it's exactly like the 40-year-old virgin, if you've ever seen it. It's very similar to that.
Oh, yeah.
And so that occurred, and it was not fun. And I was like, I'm never doing that again. Like, if I go back to the tropics, I'm not getting waxed again. I'll get like laser treatment or something. I don't know, because that just blows.
So, all right, you had to get the back wax before you go to Hawaii.
Right.
So then you have to go to prepare for the trip. This is all to prepare for the trip.
Right.
Because Ron lives in New York. It's wintertime. Ron's a white, hairy, pasty guy.
Yeah.
Right.
So I the whole goal was not to go to Hawaii and be the vanilla Wookiee.
Right.
Like, and I like the tanning was just to take like the shine off, basically. I wanted a good base tan, no shine. I didn't want to like a reflect light and blind everybody.
Right, you didn't want to look like some sort of college mascot on the beach.
Right, check me out.
You know? Yeah.
So I go to the tanning salon. And I go in there, and of course there's this like hot girl behind the counter.
All tan.
Absolutely.
And fucking big bangs because she's from Long Island.
So I'm sitting there and I'm in like my jeans and like Doc Martin boots and everything. And I'm like, yeah, listen, I'm going to Hawaii in a couple of weeks. I need a tan. Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
I've never gone to a tan salon before.
Right.
So she explained to me the whole thing that it would take probably about 15 sessions about every twice a week, three times a week. It takes about 10 minutes a session, blah, blah, blah.
So Dr. Silicone Breast Lady behind the,
yes,
the table, she gave you like a doctor's, yes, prescription.
Yeah, she was
you
like,
need 15 sessions.
Yeah, basically. She's like, you need about 15 sessions about 2-3 times a week between now and...
And you trusted her.
Well, what else am I going to do? I don't know.
Yeah,
I figured I'd just go in there and fry and see what happens.
Was it a stand-up or was,
yes,
it later?
It was a stand-up because I said, you have a stand-up, right? Because I was like, I'm not really comfortable lying down on a bed like where people have been lying before me, and I don't think that. So she takes me in the back, shows me the stand-up thing, tells me how to work it, and she goes, okay, the towel's up there. And I go, okay, great. And she walks out, and I go, what the fuck is a towel for? Like, I don't understand. Like,
right.
I didn't know. I was like, why would I use a towel? So I you know, take off all my thing, leave my boxers on, because I don't need nothing getting burnt that ain't supposed to be getting burnt.
Right, right.
And I go in there, and it's tanning. And I'm like, all right, what am I supposed to do now? I got the goggles on, you know, and I'm just sitting
was
there.
Was the fan blowing?
Yeah, the fan was blowing, okay, on you. And I saw, like, the places where you're supposed to put your arms, like,
yeah,
you hold up,
yeah,
so you,
yeah,
get the, you know, the obliques.
The undercarriage.
The obliques.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there for, like, 10 minutes, and I'm like, all right. You know, looking around, I'm, yeah, like, you know, all right, I'll do a little dance. I'm,
uh-huh,
like, do a little dance,
uh-huh,
you know. And that was it. And then it was over. And I walked out and I was like, I don't feel tan. And
right,
yeah, then I figured out what the towel was for. The towel was to put down on the floor of the tanning thing so your feet don't get cold.
Oh. It's like, yeah, the three seashells thing.
Yeah. Well, you know how I figured that out is because there was a thing on the wall that says if your feet get cold, use the towel.
So how many times have you gone so far?
Just the once.
So you got to go 15,
I'm gonna go tomorrow.
14 more times.
Yes, I'm going to go tomorrow. And I'm leaving for Hawaii in about 3 weeks.
Now, what's the weekly, you know, rate? How many times do you go a week?
Oh, it costs me $120 for the 15.
And you go how many times a week?
2-3 times a week. Every other day.
Every other day?
Every 2 days. Every 3 days.
And you're going to be a lobster by the time you go to,
probably,
Hawaii.
No, I actually tan pretty well. Like, I may look white, but like pasty, but I do tan pretty well.
It's just funny, Ron, going to a tanning,
yeah,
salon and getting his back.
Well, the one thing I figured out was, like, I'd be a horrible girl because I couldn't deal with the maintenance.
He's a pedicure short of a metrosexual.
Besides the fact I'd be like the Rebecca Lobo of girls. You know, because I just wouldn't, you know.
Wow, Rebecca Lobo reference.
Now, actually, Ron, Rock had called me and actually told me the story.
Right.
And I think he was telling me the story waiting for me to have that response, be like, oh, that faggot.
Right.
But I was like, no, I was proud of you. Well, I was like, that's cool.
Well, like I said, I don't want to be the vanilla Wookiee by the,
right,
pool.
Yeah. Sure.
Like the last, like, listen, the one thing people always ask, like, we had this thing about plastic surgery, and if you could get plastic surgery, what would you get done? And the only thing I would ever get done would be like laser to get the hairiness off my back because it drives me bananas. I don't like it.
Right.
Yeah. And that's it. That's the only thing that bothers me. And I was like, I don't want to be walking around the pool in front of like the hotel guests with the, you know, the hair sticking out.
No.
Check me out. And the tanning. Now, the tanning's not for looks. It's for, you know, so I don't get burnt while I'm there. If I didn't have to go tanning, I wouldn't.
Yeah, but you know everybody else in Hawaii is going to be tan. You don't want to be that guy that stands out on the beach.
No, I understand.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
You got to have something. I understand. That's why you got to go to the tanning salon. I understand
it. So
here
I
am,
waxed and tanned.
A little vain, but it's... There's a purpose.
Waxed and tanned.
Now, it's funny that you mentioned you went tanning. Because I used to go to the tanning salon back in the day when I went to West Virginia University. And they did have the booths.
Right.
Where you walk in, and there's like that chicken wire in front of the glass.
Right.
In front of the bulbs, and you sit there, you got the fan blowing. At this particular one, they actually piped in music for you.
Right.
Which was nice. And I used to go on a regular basis, you know, I'm a short guy, I don't have much muscle build, so I got to keep something. I had to have a tan to get water to get laid. So I had to have something, right? So I went to the tanning salon, whatever. And after like... I would say 5 or 6 times, you get kind of bored inside the booth.
I was bored already, just once.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I know. I see where this is going.
Oh, jeez. We've gone there. We hit the bad zone.
My mind's telling me no.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Now, this is not a lie, people, and I'm not just trying to do this because it's a hacky joke. I'm not a sick individual.
Yes, you are.
But I will.
You jumped off in the booth, didn't you?
Man. I will.
You sick bastard. Oh, and somebody, that poor girl had to come in and clean it up.
No, I didn't. I was in college, all right? I was in college.
What an excuse is that?
And college kids are demented. They're insecure, so and they don't know what's going on most of the time.
What'd you do with it?
I was in a booth, so I was standing up.
Well, you know what you do with it.
Yeah, but what'd you do with the remnants?
They have little towels for you. I wiped it up.
Oh, man, they're not expecting that on the towel.
And you know what? The next guy's like, what's that smell?
It smells like chlorine.
You know what? I jacked off with...
It smells like my girlfriend.
You know what I jacked with?
Insulted some guy.
I jacked with fucking suntan lotion.
What?
It fucking burned.
You are so fucking
But I still
weird.
Did it. And it was funny, too, because, they, you know, obviously you go, you walk in the booth, right? They got the fan blowing. It gets hot in there. You start sweating, right?
Right.
And it's like a 20-minute session. So after like 3 minutes, I pretty much before I went in the booth, I knew I had a lockdown that I was going to jack.
It was premeditated.
It was premeditated. So 3 minutes in, they have the music piping in, and I believe this song was playing.
Did you like touch yourself beforehand? Were you like, oh, Kieran?
So it was a premeditated jack.
Did you play with your nipples? Did you mind the stepchildren?
I walk in the booth and I'm ready to jack, but I'm still nervous. You know what I mean? I'm like, dude, I'm in a fucking public place. There's people around me getting, you know, tanning. There's chicks walking around cleaning up shit. I don't know if I want to go for it. But as soon as I heard Chris Isaac, and it wasn't even like a surround sound. There was a huge fan blowing on the top, right. So it was hard to hear it.
Oh,
but I heard it a little bit. It was very faint. So I'll turn the music.
So the next
down.
Guy comes in and he goes, "This smells like my mom's coat."
Yeah, it was very faint. The fan's blowing. You go, and wow. I proceeded to. Jack one out.
So basically your penis had tan lines from your fist.
It was very easy because back in those days, that's when I sort of had a girlfriend on the edge and I was kind of like, you know, on the edge with her a little bit, you know, in and out, whatever, we were dating, we were not dating. So I got I had the fresh sex memories in the head. Very easy to get one out.
Holy, people are shocked on the board.
Why are you shocked? I bet you there's like 50... How many people were in the chat room, Rogan?
2, 4, 6.
How many dudes... Actually, let me rephrase that. How many dudes are in the chat room?
I don't know. 8, 10? You
never I bet you 8 out of 10 of those people have either jacked at work or jacked in some public place where they didn't think they were going to jack.
Wow.
Yeah. But I got bored one instance and they're like, ah, fuck it, I can rub one out. There's no one around.
Is that the craziest place you've ever jacked off, or is it worse?
No, there is one that's worse.
Worse.
All right, I'll tell you my worst jacking story. I was at a stationery store, right? And you know how you go to the magazine rack,
sure?
Right?
Uh huh.
And the magazine rack there was like a Hustler mag, and I just happened to like peruse it and was like, oh, wow, this is hot. So I went to the bathroom.
No.
Rubbed one out in the bathroom of the stationery store.
Are you fucking
with
kidding
the
me?
Magazine, what? And then put the magazine back,
dude. That's worse than me.
You win,
dude. That's worse than me.
No way, dude. You're in a tanning salon.
Yeah,
dude. They clean those things afterwards.
Yeah, so I didn't leave a mess in the tanning.
Dude,
you know,
I
didn't
throw it on a towel.
Dude, yeah. I probably got in the booth after a guy just got out after he jacked.
No, listen,
dude, the guy before me jacked in the booth. I'm. Telling
I don't
you.
Know anybody who would think of jacking in a tanning salon.
Oh, dude.
Dude, in a bathroom in a public place, I know a lot of people have done that.
I don't know. We got to take a poll on that. What's weirder, the jack in a stationery store or in a tanning booth? What's weirder?
I wasn't in the store. I was in the bathroom in the store.
But you're still in the store. You're on the store premises.
Himself. Yeah.
It's like you went in the freaking stock room in the back and rubbed one out.
Basically, I was like, hey, wow.
You're in the
hot.
Fucking store.
Dude, she was hot. The girl was hot. I was like 18. I was like, she was hot. This has to be done now or else I'm not going to get rid of this hard-on
exactly.
for the whole day.
You were vulnerable.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to get rid of this hard-on.
Right.
I got to do something about it. You know, it's
so
like
funny.
It's like feeling you're going to throw up and you just go and make it happen. I was like, I gotta get rid of this. I can't walk around with a Woody all day.
That is crazy.
Chat room feedback. I believe Eric Scott from Melinda Underground jacked at work. I believe that's what he's saying in the chat room.
Chris the Bear, the back room at the library in his high school. What the hell was he? What did he get the hard on from?
Boat in the middle of the lake watching some hot chick skinny dip. That,
that fucking
clown.
Shakespeare can do things to you, man. I'm telling you.
Jesus Christ.
That fucking Shakespeare.
Yeah. Let's see. Eric Skyler, amusement park, lift hill on a roller coaster. Damn, that's short. That's about, I'd say a lift. Well, a lift could be about a minute or something and a half, tops.
If these that's guys short. In the chat room are telling the truth, they have us beat, Ronnie Beans.
Well, I didn't think it was that crazy. I mean, I usually, you know, that was just the craziest place I ever jerked off.
I'm not telling you.
Well, how
the
about
other
I,
place
I jerked off at my mom's job once.
What?
Holy shit.
Where my mom worked.
Can we go back to the Chris Isaac music?
Yeah,
because
please,
this is perfect. This is perfect music for the jacking discussion.
Right. Well, my mom worked as a secretary for a guy who fixed TVs, right?
Right.
So I used to, it was right down the road from where I went, where I was going to high school. So I would walk down there just like, what's going on? How you doing? Stop, get a sandwich, because there was a deli there.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to use the bathroom, and the guy who owned the place had a bathroom all full of like penthouses and everything. So I go back there to take a leak, and I'm like, ooh, penthouse. Done. You know, come back out 2 seconds later. See you later, Ma.
But what's the thought process as you get into the bathroom, knowing that you're at the place where your mom worked?
I never thought about it until I got to the bathroom. I saw the penthouse, and then, you know, I couldn't help myself.
Right, of course. But when, as soon as you saw the penthouse and that fucking little jacking thought popped in your head,
right?
What was the fucking, you know, what was the pros and cons of that little thought you had in your head?
The thought in my head was, I got to do it under 2 minutes, because if I'm in here more than 2 minutes, people are going to think something's weird. So 2 minutes in a bathroom is perfectly acceptable.
Sure.
So luckily, you know, I was like 15.
Right. Yeah.
So back
didn't
then,
take much.
Yeah, it didn't take much. So I was done.
And you were getting going already.
Oh, so. As soon as I, because I didn't, you know, penthouses are hard to come by when you're 15.
Wait, how'd you lube up?
He had, luckily, because he was like a mechanic, he had lube in the bathroom.
Oh,
you know? Not a mechanic, but, you know, he had like, whatever.
Here's a crazy place. 9mm on the board. Jerked off in a tank. He used to be in the army. Jerked off in a tank.
That's hardcore.
That's insane.
That would have Bravo.
Holy shit, dude.
That would have to be in front of other guys, right?
Loading missile one.
Oh, come on.
Hack. What is
that? That was a hack. What movie is that from?
Why is the shell all sticky?
Oh, that's from Biloxi Blues, I think.
Scott did it at Cedar Point. I guess that was the whole roller coaster thing. That's fucking weird. That's Cedar Point's in Ohio.
Jenny Blowjob in chat room feedback. Kieran is gay, of course.
Oh, yeah, that's inevitable.
I'm not gay.
That's standard procedure. You just don't fuck women. We know. We know the deal. It's inevitable. You know you do.
I want to suck Bernard's cock. How about let's do this? What? If I went to visit Jenny for 3 days, guaranteed, without her knowing, I would jack somewhere in her house.
And then you would tell her, "I've jacked somewhere in your house,
yeah, right.
but
go find it."
Yeah, my spooge is on something in your house.
It's like an Easter egg hunt,
and I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Now I got to wait for 3 minutes because we're on the life. Or you hear my last comment?
Oh, dude, could you imagine? Like right before you leave, you're like, "Listen, Jenny, I jacked off and I left my guys somewhere in your house. I'll see you later."
Oh man!
And then you would have to like throw everything out in the house.
Gotta love the Chris Isaac, though. Come on. This is not a gay song.
Not enough to get going.
Come on, this has got to be a guilty pleasure for a lot of dudes out here. I never dreamed that I'd love somebody like you. All right, word up. Chris Isaac.
This is your Jackie music. Chris Isaac.
Dude, you ever see the Chris Isaac video?
Well,
who's that chick? The model chick in there. What's her name?
You know what this... You know, just like a side note. You know what this is starting to make me think? When we went to Vegas, I think I took a shower or two after Kieran.
I didn't jack in Vegas.
All right. Because I was like... I took a shower after him, and like maybe I was standing in his rim leftover.
I did think about it, but I didn't.
It's tough when there's like three other people in the
room. The night after I got turned down by those two chicks at that taboo place?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it after that night, but I didn't. Don't worry, Ryan Beans.
Good for you.
Don't worry, Ryan Beans.
Can Jenny chime in on this?
Yeah, if Jenny has... what, is she calling?
Yeah, she wanted to say hi.
Jenny, what up? Jenny, our booking department from Reno, Nevada. What's up, Jenny? Jenny.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, hi. Say something.
Jenny, here's our first... Turn your radio down, please.
Yeah,
yes.
Really?
Turn your radio down. I'm hearing myself.
I'm turning it off.
All right thank good. You.
That's great. We had to do that.
I know. It's weird. I've never done that before.
I think we officially made it. That was it. Turn your radio down.
So, Jenny, what's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to call in and say, what up?
What up?
Wait, you're not going to have anything? Aren't you going to chime in on the whole jacking thing?
Well, she might have missed it.
No, she was here. She was listening to it.
No, I heard it. The best place I did it was, oh gosh, I don't know. There's been a lot.
What do you think about Kieran doing it in a tanning salon, though?
Gay. Not that he was jacking in the booth, but that he actually went in there to get a tan.
Ron did it in a stationery store. A fucking station. It's like a fucking Genevieve.
That's hot. I had sex in the back door I worked at.
Nice.
Well, Jenny, I don't know if you heard it or not. I made a comment that if I ever came and visited you, I would probably jack somewhere in your house without you knowing.
God, I hope so. Just leave me a little gift.
I didn't know that was going to be her response.
Nice.
You can't shock and awe Jenny at all.
Really?
I'd go, oh, Kieran left me a little gift, his little semen.
I could come visit you and take a dump on your living room floor, and you'd be like, oh, look at that.
Look at the little turds.
Looks like rabbit poop. You're breaking up with your computer microphone. Computer microphone.
Sorry, is it better now?
There you go.
Now, Jenny, were you happy with your Christmas gift that we sent late to you?
Yes.
Really? Yes?
You want to tell the fine folks out there what we sent you?
They sent me a Zaire Palm Pilot.
That's right. So you can do your job more proficiently.
And look important.
I actually took it into work, and we have those at work at my job, and everybody's like, hey, you're not supposed to use the work one. And I go, I'm not. It's mine.
Oh, look at you. Look at you, Pip Headstrong.
Wow.
I know. I work.
Jenny, I wanted to send you one free ride on the Ronnie Beans roller coaster, but Kieran said that wasn't cool.
Oh, I wanted to send you one on the face fucking of Jenny Blowjob.
Yeah.
Wow.
You still can, you know.
Wow.
I think you're hot.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Ronnie Beans just had his back waxed.
That is so hot. If you ever want to do it again, baby, I will so do it for you.
I'd let you.
I'll even do it topless.
Oh!
Winner!
You can. Bell. Jenny, you can wax any part of me you want.
I'll put a little nipple wax or a little wax on the nipples and then put a little on your back at the same time.
You can wax anywhere you want, Jenny.
If I can say this, Ron would probably like to wax that ass.
That was a funny look. Look what I just said.
I'll wax his back. He can wax my ass.
Yes! Deal!
We win!
Yeah, I win.
Oh, you win.
You've been watching all the chat going on. It is pure crazy talk.
You're breaking up a little bit, Jenny. Is she on a cell phone?
No, she's using her computer, Mike. I don't know why you don't call.
Yeah, Jenny, you want to call us back on your cell phone or something?
Do you want me to?
No, the house line. The house line.
Yeah, call us back on the house line or something. Because the Skype thing's breaking up.
No, we'll call Skype from your house line.
Yeah.
That's what he meant.
Okay, I'll call it right back.
Okay, baby.
Okay. Bye-bye. Jenny Blowjob, everybody, from Reno, Nevada.
Wow.
She had a bad Skype line. Skype sucks, everybody.
Well, if you use it from the computer or a cell phone, Skype just, like, disregards you.
Yeah.
If you call from a landline.
We're talking about jacking. If you got any dudes out there, got any, crazy places where you, might have fucking thrown one out there. You're in a jam and you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to rub one out. Send us some feedback, sure. Either in the chat room, if you're already in the chat room. What's our AIM thing? Lunatic Radio?
Lunatic Radio, yeah.
Instant message us.
John wanted to see video of the waxing. That's a little weird. What is John doing?
John from Orlando?
No, yeah. He wants to see Jenny waxing topless.
Oh,
that's what it is.
All right. Now she sounds better.
Yeah.
Jenny Blowjob.
If I wax my pussy, though, Ronnie, would you pull it off for me?
Yes, I would. I would do that for you. I'm that good a friend.
You would?
Yes.
Like waxing your friend's pussy.
No, it doesn't. I'll trust.
I know. I've done that before.
Nice.
Dude, I was watching a show called Bullshit, and they were doing something on, I think it was something on beauty products or whatever. And in one part of the show, there's a chick in the office getting a bikini wax or whatever it's called, a Brazilian.
Right.
That's when they wax like the
The everything.
The cooch and everything?
The Luna.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, they literally put wax on this girl's, you know, bunt thing and ripped
dirty
it off.
The dirty penny.
Like, ripped it off. And I was like, holy shit, did you get her labia with that? I'm like, like, that's got to fucking hurt. Have you ever had that done, Jenny?
Yes. And it hurts. I prefer to shave.
Yeah.
You shave over there?
But how do you get in the nooks and crannies?
Mirrors? Like,
because I can do a reach around on myself.
Holy
nice! Wow!
I'm pretty flexible.
We love Jenny.
We love Jenny.
Holy shit.
Now, what you were saying, though, I did that for a girlfriend of mine. She asked me, seriously, she's like, I need to ask you a big favor. She was a stylist, and she's like, Jenny, I seriously need you to wax my asshole.
What?
I'm all, is this a joke? And she goes, no, you're the only girl I know that'll do it, and like, come with it as like a normal like thing, and I'm all, okay, whatever, bend over.
That is not normal.
And I did it. I literally ripped it off, and everybody went, oh my god, you did, because we went in the bathroom at her salon, and so everyone comes out and they're like, you did not just go wax her asshole. I go, I did.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I put the hot wax on in full. I thought it was pretty cool. Personally, I kind of got a rush off it. If I had a guy, I would have probably gotten a semi.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
Holy
Jenny, I don't know if you heard me before, but if you want, you can wax any part of me you want.
Could I wax your balls?
Sure.
Yo, you can't, no, you can't physically do, you can't do that.
Dude, you can't have another person's hand with a razor by your nutsack, dude. You can't do that.
You just have to pull the skin a little taut.
Yeah. No, it's not with a razor, it's waxing.
Nah, but a guy's sack is like elastic, dude. It's like shaving elastic. You can't.
You can rip those shits off.
No, you have to pull it a little taut, and you have to be careful, and plus you have to suck the cock a little while you're doing it.
What?
So upsetting.
What?
Burn?
Well, if you're willing to do that, I'll suffer a little scrapes on my sack.
Holy Jesus.
Like I said, anywhere you want, Jenny, it's all yours.
You have to give a little tickle on the tip while you're playing around.
Oh, look at this. A little nicey-nice. A little help him out.
It's all yours.
Hey, Jenny, the silver bullet isn't around anywhere, is it? Lurking?
Karen, you should have a silver bullet.
Oh, come on.
Who says he doesn't?
He is. Yeah, really. He probably does.
That's what I call my hammer.
He's experimenting nowadays.
He says, I'm dropping the hammer.
Yeah, right.
Karen has that fist that vibrates.
And even that's not enough for his manliness.
He needs bigger.
Karen's all, is there a bigger one? I was just wondering.
Holy shit.
He goes in the shop. He's all, can I get a bigger one? So did you guys all like your Christmas presents, though?
Yes, they're very nice.
Absolutely.
Do you know what you got?
I'll tell you what I got. I got a Yankee hat and a t-shirt that says, keep talking, I like watching your lips move.
Right. And I got chicken fingers and french fries. I think we talked about this, did we?
Did you talk about it? Well, I didn't get to hear it, though. I love it, though, that I got Karen's chicken fingers.
Oh, they're probably all gone already. Are they gone?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I told you, Jenny, he ate them all. Like, that's dinner for him for like a week.
Yeah, it was six meals. It actually tells you on the package.
Your cherry aid that came with it.
Yeah, the red drink, I call it. The red drink.
He loves that kind of stuff, though.
Yeah.
Jenny, you have to say, what would a 12-year-old eat? And that's what Kieran eats.
I love bar food. That's my thing.
I know. I already told Karen, if he goes out with a date, he just shouldn't talk at all.
That's gonna kill it.
Anything to eat.
That'll kill the date. Once he opens his mouth.
I know. The girl is shut up and right. Walk out.
All right.
I want to get
I am a god.
So
I am a Jenny, I am a freaking god. If I go out on a date with a girl, don't eat and don't talk and still get laid, I'm a fucking god.
You would, though, because you think you were being mysterious. Not that you're a shy, sensey guy.
No. Mysterious when you're 5'6" and 100 and nothing when you're 29 years old means you're a psycho.
But at least you don't live with your mom. You still sleep on the couch. So
there you go.
Karen, you need to go to Match.com. I want to post something for you so bad.
No, don't do that.
Kieran will take his date to Linens and Things and pick out new sheets.
Now, why you got to bring that up? Why you got to bring up the Match.com thing? Because now I'm going to have like 80 profiles of people saying, hey, this guy's a faggot. Can you come bang him, please?
Well, I'm just hoping one of our porn stars we have on. Well, you know, Ron Jeremy's going to be on this month, so maybe you can get some tips from him, because God knows how he's getting laid.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy is the king. And
so you can probably get tips.
I'm kind of nervous interviewing Ron Jeremy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, dude, the hedgehog?
He's great, isn't he?
The hedgehog? Wow, dude. We haven't had him on yet.
Well, that's his nickname. Everybody calls him the hedgehog.
Really? I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm out of the loop. It sounded kind of like derogatory. So
that guy's got the life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm when dumb. You're born, you want his life.
Yeah.
You want... Yeah, well, actually, he has a rough schedule. The guy travels, like, every day of the year.
A lot.
Yeah, like, every day of the year.
A lot.
Yeah. Literally does.
When is that show? It's in a couple weeks, right? He's coming on?
Yeah, it's on the 23rd.
Ron Jeremy, yeah, 23rd. Lunatic Radio. We rule.
I got to tell you...
And then Josh Groh can't pronounce his last name again.
Right. Scott Osechick's comedian buddy. Josh Gogan, right? Yeah, I think it's Gogan.
Josh Gogan.
Hey, Jenny,
forgive me, Josh, if I'm mispronouncing it.
Jenny, I'm predicting that next year, when we go to the AVNs next year, Kieran will get laid.
No.
Oh, I'm thinking I'll get laid.
Yeah, well,
a hot porn star.
I'm thinking Kieran's going to get laid, and I'm thinking we're all going to get to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny, I just want Jessica Drake.
Oh my gosh, I have to tell you something funny that just came on this friggin' chat room.
Okay.
Mr. Bear wrote, when Kieran gets hitched, he's getting a king-size couch.
Nice. Wow. Chris the Bear, 2 points and the foul.
Correct. Slam dunk.
You get to go to the line.
That was fantastic.
I like Chris the Bear, man. He's right.
He's good. He pulled a hoo-hoo Jenny before.
He's right.
He's good.
Oh, my
God.
And he goes, not even a futon, just a bigger couch.
Chris the Bear, rolling.
I'm a fucking tiny guy, dude. You can get me, like, you know, like those little beds the cats sleep in on the floors? You give me one of those, I can roll up in one of those.
A cat bed?
I can have a cat bed.
Get you a little scratching post, Karen.
That
you can jack off on it.
Jenny, this is what you need to get when I come and visit you one of these days, all right? You need to get a cat bed in a litter box. That's all I need.
I already have those, but my cats will kick your ass for it. It won't matter.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Jenny,
one other thing off the board. I said I do this for 9mm.
Yeah.
He has a band called 9mm Solution, and you can find them on MySpace.
I actually played some 9mm Solution this week on the show. Very good band, dude, out of New York,
yes.
By the way. And they kicked ass. Actually, they played the same spot your band played.
They're not out of New York. They're out of Wisconsin,
yeah.
I think.
What's that, Jenny?
I thought it was Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think he's out of Milwaukee, actually.
Oh, he's out of Milwaukee?
Yeah, Milwaukee. Yeah.
Oh, is he?
The King of Beers!
I must be thinking of somebody else.
Way to go, Karen.
You're thinking of Substrike. Substrike.com.
Karen. Way to know your
Not
fans.
Not even close.
Nah, I blew it. All right, but 9mm Solution is a good band, man. I rocked
it. You're talking about me?
I rocked
it. I'm talking about
I enjoyed the music.
Karen,
Jenny,
Jenny, focus, Jenny, baby.
Jenny.
I'm focusing.
I respond, you... Retort.
She's like, hold on.
Look, this is the first day I've smoked a bong in like a week.
Shh. Wait, are you feeling better, Jenny? Because you've been sick like crazy.
I wish I had a stop button. like on my CD deck. Jenny talks, I press stop.
Clicks and whistles.
Jenny's gone. Jenny?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, there she is.
I was just going to congratulate you on booking Jesse Jane and Greg Fitzsimmons on the program because they both hosted the AVN Awards in Las Vegas last week.
I know.
Okay.
He's actually really nice.
How cool is that? We have both hosts on the program.
We're that good.
We're good. That's cool, isn't
it? That's true. Well, we are that good.
I'm not saying we're that good, but I'm saying that's a really, you know, timely booking.
I think the goal should be that we host the AVN Awards.
Oh, the awesome. Now, we would kick ass. Yeah.
I wish I could ask.
We would throw down, and we have Jenny up there with us.
Can Lunatic Radio host the AVNs? Because I'm telling you what.
It'd be fun.
I'll dry hump Jenny on stage.
Imagine that.
I'll win.
Jenny, you would have to wear something really slutty.
Oh, hi. When don't I?
Well,
Come on now.
Well, I mean, like, extra slutty.
I mean, I always hear, you need to button that top button. I'm all, okay. And then I do another one. Is that better? Quit staring.
Wow.
Mom.
Dude, if we hosted the AVNs, you know what it would be? All three of us walking out on stage, and Rocket would be completely tanked.
That's right.
Yelling shit to the crowd.
I love sluts.
Yeah. Look, Jenna Jameson's here. Jenna!
No, I'd run down and flash my tits.
CEO Rocket.
And then I'd yell, Gary Springer!
That would be me at the AVNs.
CEO Rocket.
Springer!
Seymour, buddy, what's up?
Yeah, I tell everybody they can come back to my hotel room. We're all going to get laid.
She's got tits!
Look at that badge! I'll take that.
I tell him, I give him the we're all winners speech.
Oh,
everybody here's a winner.
Nobody's a loser. And then Ron, take off his shirt and go, check out my back.
Yeah, look at my back. I had AVN waxed into it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if I ever...
I do it on the top of my pussy. Have AVN waxed in.
Nice.
I got to tell you, if I ever had the chance, that's one thing I would do. Host that bastard.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm ready. I'm ready to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it now.
I'd love to do that. That'd be so fun.
Well, I'm hoping that next year we can get press passes.
That's right.
So we get all the cool perks.
Yep.
Do you really think we can get press passes?
Fuck yeah. Yep. And my first question.
Karen, why do you always underestimate me? Huh?
Exactly.
Because that makes you work harder.
Ooh, look at you.
Ooh. Yeah, that's why you got me to Palm Pilot.
If we got press passes, my first question to every girl would be, do you want to have sex? Then that would be it. They'd be like, hi, I'm Ronnie Beans, Lunatic Radio. Would you like to have sex with me?
But like, is that like the steno book and you flip a couple pages? Yeah. And,
yeah, would you like to have sex?
Would you like to have sex?
Yeah. And then if she said no, then I'd be like, okay, let's talk about your film career. You know? And if she said
Ron
yes.
Ron would just have cards that all they say on the front are, do you want to have sex? And his room number. He would get them printed out special for this.
Absolutely. And the first girl that said yes, I'd be like, interview's over. I'm out.
If for some reason throughout the whole arena, you would hear this throughout the night. Out of nowhere, that noise would come from somewhere.
We carry it around on a little tape player.
Yeah.
Just play it. Every time we felt that was necessary, we'd play it.
Right. Learn them up.
And then look around. Where did that come from?
All right, Jenny, we got to let you go because I got a ton of stuff to do on the show.
Like what?
I got to play all these drunk calls or these people are going to wrench me.
Have we been getting a lot?
Yeah, I got a bunch today.
Hey, has Carrie called?
Who's that?
The new chick on the board. Pretty with a...
Cape Cod Carrie. She's a real goer on the board.
Hell yeah, she is. How many posts is she empty? Like 130 or something?
Yeah,
she's only been a couple days.
It's awesome. She's got a lot to say. She's on vacation right now, so hopefully she'll come back soon.
A lot of people enjoying the lunaticradio.com message board, I believe.
It's blowing up like herpes.
Okay.
And with that...
And on that note,
lunaticradio.com. Go ahead.
Masturbate.
Sweet.
And, think about Ronnie's back.
Sweet.
Wow, Jenny, you are.
And think about if I could torture little Karen. I think I want to get a dominatrix on the show.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Didn't we get that with Miss Bunny, kind of?
Yeah, we kind of had that.
No. I sent Karen actually a couple ideas for some guests.
We want Charlie Murphy.
I know you want Charlie Murphy. I am really trying. I have to call his management. Hold on.
I know. Don't talk about it on here. Don't talk about it on here.
Ixnay.
You know what? Hey, they're not. Trust me. If anyone could find their way to them, they'd be doing it too.
All right. Jenny, we love you as always.
Yes.
We love you, Jenny.
I love you guys too. I'm glad I could save the show.
Hi, Jenny.
Okay, love you guys, and rock out with your cocks out. Sweet. And everyone on the board, I love you too. I'm glad I called, and good night.
Wow.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
West Coast. Bye.
Bye.
What'd she say, French toast?
Yeah. French, West Coast.
Yeah, her West Coast is actually French toast.
We'll get some fucking French toast.
French toast.
Quickly here, I got America's fattest cities.
Hurry up!
According to Men's Health, everybody.
I think we should change her name to Jenny Showsaver.
Ooh. Oh, come on, well, the show is tanking?
No, it wasn't. Money. Money. Optimism.
She perks me up.
Well, I'm sure she does.
I'm gay.
America's fattest cities, everybody, and that's with an F, not a PH, according to Men's Health.
Oh, I thought you were calling me.
Number one, Chicago. Number two, Las Vegas. Number three, Los Angeles. Number four, Dallas. Five, Houston. Six, Memphis. Seven, Long Beach, California. Eight, El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, Texas is fat? You figure with all that heat, everyone's got to be like 20 pounds.
A lot of barbecue.
Nine, Kansas City, Missouri. And number 10, Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa?
Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa!
Now, here we go. This is what I have with this list. Mesa, Arizona. You know what? Know what's in Mesa, Arizona? A couple lowriders, a community college, and a Circle K. That's it.
Yeah, Mesa community's there. The world famous Mesa.
That is not a city.
Yeah.
That is not Houston. That is not Dallas. That is not Las Vegas. It's Mesa, Arizona. You might as well call it Riverhead, Long Island. Might as well put that on the list.
Might as well.
You know what I mean? You might as well put any freaking little town in any little county across the country. Mesa, Arizona maybe is not a city.
Maybe Riverhead's not that fat.
Right.
Do you think the fact that Fat Kev is in Mesa, Arizona upped the fat quotient?
Actually, Fat Kev, I think, is in Tempe.
Oh, he's not in Mesa?
No, he's in Tempe.
I thought he was in Mesa.
Yeah. So that's the fattest city. So Chicago took the top billing.
F-A-T, not P-H-A-T, I said.
Number 25 was New York.
Really? 25 you got to get to before you get to fat.
Which is kind of weird because I'm thinking like with Brooklyn and Queens, you know.
But you got to do a lot of walking.
Staten Island.
Yeah, you got to walk everywhere.
That's true. It's a lot of mass transit, though, in New York.
Yeah, but you're still walking.
Still walking to the train.
Yeah, and then walking from the train. I mean, there's a lot of walking. I mean, think about it. You live in Manhattan, you're walking 7-8 blocks a day.
Exactly. See, Miami, coming in at number 14, is a fatter city.
That's crazy.
Than New York.
That's I don't believe it. That's no way. Miami, where, like, you have to walk in a bikini wherever you go down there.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, Mesa, Arizona. That's in Arizona. Yeah, but
you go to Manhattan, you don't see a lot of fat people in Manhattan.
Like, every city listed on this top 25 fattest cities in America should all be in the north. All be in cold weather environments.
Wait, it was an Ottawa reference on the board. Forget it. I'm not paying attention to you anymore.
San Jose, California. Another one. San Antonio. If you're living in a warm climate for, like, your entire life, and you're still a little overweight, come on. A little willpower, kid. It's sunny outside. Yeah. Go play some golf.
Yeah.
Run some laps. Play some tennis.
Toss around a frisbee.
Yeah.
Play a little hacky sack.
Have catch with Papa. Come on. Take the dog for a walk. It's warm outside.
Sure.
Papa.
See, when
Papa.
Some reason my grandfather's name popped in my head at that moment.
He's like, play catch with Papa. Papa. Pa.
Yeah.
Papa!
I was also going to read...
If it was warm outside, I'd be outside like every day.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
I'd be on a golf course every day.
Like, Miami should be ashamed of themselves for being on the fattest list.
Yeah, there's no reason to be fat in warm weather city.
In Miami.
Yeah, no
reason.
You got
the Boricuas. You got South Beach. You got Fort Lauderdale right up the little north of it.
No reason.
Key West.
No reason.
Unbelievable.
No reason. Should be ashamed of yourself.
I was going to read 200 ways to say you're drunk, but the list really blows.
I should go to Chicago then, because maybe I'd be skinny there.
All right, let's do some drunk calls, because the people love doing the drunk calls. Drunk call hotline, everybody, is the 206-202-LOOM. We get them every week. People call up hammered.
Real quick, we got an Ottawa update. It's closed right now.
Ottawa's closed. They're renovating.
Right now it's closed. This is great. This is going to be a new bit, and the board's going to keep us updated. Right now, Ottawa is closed.
Yeah. That's right.
What, did somebody try to get in?
Yeah.
I left my keys in
that
there.
Shit,
sorry.
Is funny.
Got to come back
you
tomorrow
guys
morning.
Are fucking awesome.
And it was a fucking janitor with a mop.
Yeah. You're like, Ottawa, can you check to see if my keys are in there?
Nah, we'll be open at 6, pal. You're going to have to come back.
Yeah, you have to come back at 6. We're cleaning right now.
Yeah. I love that shit on the board. It was like that story about the drunken, something about being drunk or whatever. And it was referencing Ottawa. It was a funny thread on the board about Ottawa and being drunk and someone locking their keys inside.
Right, yeah.
So they couldn't get back into Ottawa.
Right. The last guy left the door open and then all the stuff got stolen out of Ottawa.
Shit's mad funny.
Because they forgot to close the door.
Oh, shit's mad funny. I love the Ottawa shit.
Make sure you turn the lights out. Ottawa's electric bill went way up.
I want to make that a bit now. Every week, we got to have the Ottawa update. You know, what the state of Ottawa is.
Ottawa didn't get their mail yesterday, and they're very upset.
Somebody's been delivering the newspaper to the wrong city.
Yes! You did it! You did it!
That was funny.
Oh, shit's good.
That was funny.
Toronto keeps getting the Newsday.
I'm done. I'm done.
Yes!
I'm fucking done. I'm done. That was kind of a local reference, but it was funny as hell. Oh, man.
Holy shit.
Oh, now the people have to wait 3 minutes for that enjoyment.
Yeah, shit was mad funny. Oh, shit, I'm sweating from it.
Oh, that was funny. All right, the drunk calls,
good
everybody.
Stuff.
I hope these aren't downers.
High five, that was good.
Ronnie just picked up the whole entire segment.
That was fantastic.
We've been going for 50 minutes straight.
And that was because of the board, man. The board started that shit with the Ottawa, so kudos
to
them.
That's right, man. It's a family environment on the LunaticRadio.com show. All the people listening live and in the chat room are helping us out.
Word up.
Ottawa's starting to be like the third person stuff where it's just funny.
Yeah.
Like it just goes off on its own. Yeah.
And Ottawa itself, the word, is funny. It is. So drunk calls, Stalker Connie from Texas. We haven't heard from Stalker Connie. Now, if you don't know who Stalker Connie is, Stalker Connie is or was our first listener ever.
She's the seasoned veteran, period.
She was the first one that ever tuned into the LunaticRadio.com show. And, gotta say she's, well, listen for yourself.
Okay.
Hi, Karen, Rocket, Ronnie. Hey guys, how y'all doing? Had a good time in the chat room the other day. I'm a little tipsy tonight. I want to go play some pool with my friends and my husband. Had a good time. Had some girls give me some ugly looks there. Thought I was in high school again. Just want to holler at you guys. I haven't called in a while. So talk to you later, guys. This is Stalker Connie. Bye.
Oh, there you go. Stalker Connie.
That was a drunk call?
I was waiting for her to ask me to pick up milk before I come home.
Yeah. With some friends.
Yeah.
I was playing some pool with some friends.
We love Stalker Connie, yeah, man. She's been a trooper for a while.
She puts up with all our shit.
She had some girls giving her looks, right?
She doesn't have to do A-game material. She's been around forever.
She's like, hey, bye. What's going on? It's Connie. Mm-hmm. All right.
Stalker Connie, everybody.
Stalker. Say hi to Stalker if you see her on the board.
Yeah, and let's see. Who else do we got? We got Chris. Chris from somewhere. Here we go.
Yo, it's fucking Chris from New York. You know, I drunk in my computer. Get on MySpace because I hear you.
He's drunk and in his computer?
Nice.
Fucking talking about it all the time. Didn't know why Karen hasn't gotten laid in 8 years. Now I fucking know why. He looks like the sixth member of Weezer. Except without the whole, you know, ability to fucking play an instrument. What's up with Ronnie being fucking neck? What happened to you, dog? What? You look like, I don't know if you guys are wrestling fans, you know, King Kong Bundy. You kind of look like him.
Yeah. That's pretty good, though.
Actually, I either get Bundy or Butterbean.
Butterbean. Isn't where beans comes from?
No, but Butterbean, the beans was way before Butterbean, but that just sort of cemented the nickname.
Okay.
By the way, the next measuring in at a trim 22 inches.
I believe he saw your neck on MySpace. There's a picture of you, all of us from San Francisco at the the award ceremony there.
A cross between him and Fat Joe. I don't even...
Fat Joe?
And then I guess is that Rocket in the middle? That fucking... Drew Rosenhaus wannabe.
What the fuck? Rocket looks like Drew Rosenhaus.
The fuck?
The agent, the sports agent that was Terrell Owens' agent, right? Is he still Terrell Owens' agent?
I cannot comment.
He's basically costing Terrell Owens' job.
Basically.
You do look like Drew Rosenhaus.
Okay. Tell Pio he sucks ass.
Something to be proud of.
I'm fucking hammered. I don't even know why I'm calling this goddamn radio show that no one listens to.
Ooh. Oh!
Hey!
Yeah, ooh, if it gets on the air, fucking 10 people will hear it.
Whoa! Whoa! Roll down!
Guys, just being honest,
actually,
fellas.
My real reason for calling is a couple weeks ago, you guys were been on Buffalo. Y'all need to lay off that shit. I mean, Long Island's no picnic either. I'm
to be honest with us. So.
Well, you got a point.
All right, I ran out of shit to say.
Yeah.
Leo.
I do that every show. I don't have stuff to say.
Wow. So you're like the heating up on Buffalo. The fact that you can go, they have four-lane highways that are 35 miles per hour.
Buffalo is Ottawa's cousin.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Buffalo, where like their tagline should be, come in August, the snow's melted.
Leave in September because the shit's back.
Yeah, right?
Nah, Buffalo's cool.
Yeah.
When you just drive through it.
If you're, yeah, you're.
It's a good, it's a cool truck stop.
Yeah, when you're passing through, you're like, wow, so that's Buffalo, huh?
No, we like Buffalo.
Keep going.
Buffalo's cool. We love everybody in Buffalo. Right?
Absolutely. We love Buffalo.
We love SUNY Buffalo.
Yes.
Sure.
State University of New York.
Is there a SUNY Buffalo?
I think so.
I know there's like a SUNY Oswego.
There's and Buffalo SUNY and Buff State.
Oh, okay.
Oh, got a new drunk caller here. His name is Crazy Clown, I believe.
Oh, yes.
So, here we go.
Hey, cutie. It's the freaky, drunken, crazy clown. I'm calling you to give a drunken...
Wait, hold on a second. I just want to ask, is he actually a clown? Because he sounds like what? Let's play that again.
Hey, cutie. It's the freaky, drunken, crazy clown. I'm calling you to give a drunken...
Did you get the effect there? Kinda.
Trip club report from Long Island Cafe over by Deer Park in Suffolk County. The place is the worst hole in the wall you've ever been to, Kiernan.
He loves calling you Kiernan. He likes adding that N.
Very scared. Very scared right now. Very scared. I'm shaking in my boots a little bit. Crazy Clown giving us a report on Long Island strip clubs, everybody.
Rocket, what's up?
Hey.
You'd hate the place too, it sucks.
What?
I got there about, I don't know, 8 o'clock and there was like two girls dancing.
Well, you're
the
there.
The most boobies you've ever seen.
He's kind of got, like, it's a strange, he's kind of got like a fake yelling thing going on. Like, yeah. He's trying to sound like there's, like, a ton of people around him, but there's, like, not really that many people, and he's, like, I don't know.
He's really at, like, a pool hole.
I don't know, I'm
just
going.
Making this up.
I had to sit there and yell out to them, do you want my money or what, for them to come over? What? I don't know. It wasn't the clown suit because I wasn't wearing it.
Hey, I'm the gay guy, remember me? Everything I do is because I'm gay.
Girls are like, the girls are crazy, they spent like 20 minutes in the bathroom. I don't know. You guys should check out this place, The Scene in Hop Hog.
I know The Scene in Hop Hog.
Sure.
Local reference, everybody. I'm sorry for the people listening in Singapore. You're not going to get this one.
Right.
The Scene, yeah. Nice strip club. Very Italian mobster kind of-ish.
I don't know if you guys ever come out this way or what, but if you're looking for a good place for boobies, well, Ronnie Beans, I don't know where he's from. He might want to check that out, too. The Scene has got tons of women, all out of country, but they're hard up for, they get you for the lap dances. Anyway, peace out, guys. Great show. Keep up the great work.
Thank
this
you.
Crazy Clown. I'm going to another strip club. Maybe I'll call back in when I get more drunk. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. I like it, man.
He's
cool. Giving an effort.
Yeah, man.
I like it. A little left of center.
We're going to need circus music for him.
Every time he calls in, we'll get the
crazy clown. The crazy clown, like, you know, stripper like report.
Hey, everybody, it's Crazy
Clown. He's got like one of those, he's driving around in the, like, the little clown car.
That's an awesome car. Strippers and clown music. We got to do it.
He's a clown that carries a big kitchen knife, though. I'm telling you.
He comes in and the strippers are like, hey, that clown's here again.
And he just sits in the corner and doesn't say a word.
Right.
Or
all
move.
He wants me to do is just, you know, touch his red nose.
and do the honk, honk sound.
I just, you know, you get honk, honk. Here's another dollar. Honk, honk. Or he makes him pull the dollar, like, out of his sleeve, and it just doesn't stop.
Like, you know? he's really, like, a size, like, 9, but he buys, like, size 14 shoes. Paints them red.
Hey, it's that clown again. Hey, hey.
Hey, cutie. It's the freaky, drunken, crazy clown. I'm calling you to give it.
I love
just,
that.
Like, for the record, though, there's only one N in Kieran.
Yeah, yeah.
One N.
Everybody screws up my name. I'm so used to it, though. Karen, Kieran, faggot, all the same.
Okay. You insist.
I can't pronounce your name, so I'm just going to call you faggot. Fake.
I respond to everything. RCJ, Race Car Johnny, one of our greatest listeners down there from the Southeast Contingency.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right? He called in this morning.
Yo, 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 it's RCJ. Driving to work, sitting here thinking to myself, what could I call, you know, and get on this Shawnee B little kid and his Monastat 7 crew, you know, and he run his mouth and he's taking little ad-libs from Mike Tyson about eating young, which is pretty pathetic. But you know what? There's bigger things, and I just wanted to say, you know, it sucks what happened to those miners in West Virginia, and I hope the one guy that got out gets fully recovered and goes on to live his life and shit like that. So that's all I wanted to say. Shawnee B, we'll get you next weekend, player. Later.
Word him up. Race Car Johnny actually had a little serious phone call there. That's cool.
That's a different look. That's a different side of race car.
How about he's gotten to the point where he's RCJ?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like he's hit like J-Lo territory now.
He's that important now.
Yeah. Like he's gone like.
He's K-Fab?
Yeah, right.
Is that his name? Yeah, I don't know.
K-Fed.
K-Fed, right. Yeah. RCJ. Yeah, Shawnee B. There's a big fight going on between the Southeast crew and the Mother Stat 5 or whatever the hell they are. I don't even know their names. But and he also mentioned the tragedy in West Virginia, which is pretty terrible. And the thanks to the every news network fucking that up. Thank you, Geraldo. Oh Christ! Yeah, holy waste. Christ! You want to ruin a story? Send Geraldo to cover it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. They're alive. No wait, they're dead. Sorry about that. Sorry for the mistake. You know, and then to play it off like you got cheese on your hamburger, like you ordered a hamburger and you got cheese. Oh, dude, sorry about that. Sorry, we shouldn't.
Oh, shit.
We shouldn't have put the onions on your burger. Sorry,
Ron. Who was the Mets sportscaster screwed up the Benny Agbayani call?
Ralph Kiner.
No. The radio.
Oh,
they reminded me of that. This is too local, anyways. But it's bugging me.
Murphy.
Yeah, Bob Murphy.
Bob Murphy.
With the old Benny Agbayani.
Benny Agbayani.
Geraldo pulled a Bob Murphy. That was a local reference. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Do up Edgardo Alfonso.
All right, buddy. We got to do a break. We're going to run. I don't know if this is cool or not, dude, with all the networks out there at PureRockRadio.net, TPSRadio.net, and Attitude Radio. We're going to run a little over.
Fucking tonight. A. We're doing it.
Next up.
Because I still got a lot of stuff to do. I don't know if we're going to be cut off or whatever. If we're cut off at 12 o'clock.
You'll get the podcast.
So be it. You'll get the podcast. But we're going to keep cranking on here. Hopefully the stations will keep us on.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have scheduling stuff.
Yeah, worst case scenario, just catch us on the podcast.
Yeah, so if we get cut off, you'll catch the rest of the show on the podcast. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and do some more wacky hijinks, everybody.
Now betting Rico Bronya.
Back right after this.
What? Sexual, spiritual, offending all, sexual, spiritual, love like hell, the name of God, my breasts, my white shining legs, my vagina, my ass are all godly, breasts in Hebrew, Shad, God in Hebrew, Shaddai, Shaddai in Hebrew also means my breasts, God in my tits.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Change my attempt, good intentions. Crouched over, you were not there, living in fear but sight. Really that scarce, obvious tears, but I will not hide you through this. I want you to help and please see the bleeding heart perched on my shirt. Try
tensions, limbs tight, skin tight, self-inflicted, his perdition.
LunaticRadio.com, the official internet radio station of porn theater cleanup crews everywhere.
Lunatic Radio and Vital Podcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
And it's time to celebrate. Some people for a beverage. Not me. I strip naked, cover myself in butter, put a bra on, and tune into LunaticRadio.com. Now that's refreshing.
It's Lunatic Radio.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
.com.
The message.
Yeah, what up, everybody? It's LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. I'm your host, Kieran McCann. Alongside me is Ronnie Beans and Rocket today. I'll tell you what, last segment was 65 minutes long.
Whew. I'm spent.
Unbelievable. Had a couple F-ups today. First two segments been kind of... I want to thank Jim Tews for calling in, though. Comedian out of Cleveland, Ohio. JimTews.com. That's TEWS.com. Good man. Funny kid. Kind of comedian. You got to like, he's like a niche comedian, I think. Jimmy.
Yeah.
He's got a very dry sense of humor. I like him, though. I dig it. JimTews.com. You can catch him on MySpace, too. MySpace.com/JimTews. Yeah. Thank everybody for listening on the TPSRadio.net, Attitude Radio, and PureRockRadio.net.
Don't forget the MySpace.
And yeah. It's the last segment here, everybody.
Yeah, the MySpace.
I don't know if anybody caught the Letterman and Bill O'Reilly thing, which was like a war of words on Letterman's show. I believe, I don't know, it was like during the week. But here's the audio.
How can you possibly take exception with the motivation and the position of someone like Cindy Sheehan?
Because I believe she's run by far left elements in this country. I feel bad for the woman.
Have you lost family members in armed conflict?
No, I have not.
Well, then you can hardly speak for her, can you?
All right, I'm not speaking for her.
Letterman taking a stand.
Wow.
There.
Look at.
He usually doesn't do that.
Look at DL.
He usually doesn't get involved in that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so it's like a big deal when he does, but no one really takes him seriously anyway.
Well, I think he doesn't really like Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this question. Let's go back to your little red and green stories.
This is important. This is important. Cindy Sheehan lost his son, a professional soldier in Iraq, correct? She has a right to grieve any way she wants. She has a right to say whatever she wants. When she says to the public that the insurgents and terrorists are freedom fighters, how do you think, David Letterman, that makes people who've lost loved ones by these people blowing the hell out of them, how do you think they feel? What about...
Did you say blowing the hell out of them?
Well, yeah.
Their feelings, sir.
Well, what about... Why are we there in the first place?
We're there...
There's like the generic response.
I know.
It's like an Oprah.
That's not even like an issue. Listen, you can't even why whatever. We're there, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, we're there, pal.
Like you start to worrying about why we're there. Like later, when everybody's gone.
Like 10 years after the fact.
Yeah, when nobody's there anymore. But
you're waxing poetic about it.
Yeah.
The president. The president himself, less than a month ago, said we are there because of a mistake made in intelligence. Well, whose intelligence? It was just somebody got off a bus and handed it to him?
No, it was
with the intelligence gathered by his administration.
By the CIA.
Yeah. So why are we there in the first place? Well, I agree with you that we have to support the troops. They are there. They are the best and the brightest of this country. There's no doubt about that.
I think Letterman's just going for applause breaks.
Yeah. But that's what you say. Like, this is the thing where Dave gets a little silly, because you say, oh, why are we there? But I support the troops. But why are we there? I don't think you really can make a judgment on that till, like, history has had a chance to look at it.
Right.
You know, you need 10 years worth of clearance to really take a look at it and say whether that was a mistake or not.
What happens if, like, not like I like to get political on the show, but what happens like 16 years down the line? Everybody's thinking, "Hey, George Bush did a good job."
Well, it's hard to see. It's hard to see. You know, it's like you could look at Reagan and say all the stuff that Reagan did, which was great, but then you didn't realize that he left the economy in shambles and basically left George Bush holding the bag on a bad economy because trickle down economics didn't work. But nobody noticed it then because we had a good economy at the time, but it was leaving the economy ready to get fucking crushed later, which is where the recession with Bush and the early 90s until like the dot-com boom brought us back out. So you need history to be able to look at this stuff with a objective point of view. You can't do it while you're in the middle of it. It's not like World War II, which was very cut and dry.
Exactly. That's why Letterman's question about, oh, well, why isn't we there now?
Yeah.
Stupid.
And I also agree that now we're in it, it's going to take a long, long time. People who expect it to be solved and wrapped up in a couple of years, unrealistic. It's not going to happen.
Thanks, Dave. Captain Obvious.
What, he must have just watched Hardball that day.
Yeah.
Like before he came in.
Yeah. Got the Hardball cliff notes.
Did a little homework.
Yeah. Idiot.
However, that does not eliminate the legitimate speculation and concern and questioning of why the hell are we there to begin with?
He did it again. Same question twice.
If you want to question that and then revamp an intelligence agency that's obviously flawed, the CIA, okay? But remember, MI6 in Britain said the same thing. Putin's people in Russia said the same thing, and so did Mubarak's intelligence agency in Egypt.
Well, that makes it all right?
The intelligence across the board makes it all right?
I'm very concerned about people like yourself who don't have nothing but endless sympathy for a woman like Cindy Sheehan. Honest to Christ.
No, I'm sorry.
Clap.
Honest to Christ.
Look, like a plus sign goes up.
Yeah. Where's my punchline?
No way that a terrorist who blows up women
Do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have a son the same age as yours. No way.
See, he's trying to block him from getting his point out.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Letterman tried to block him from O'Reilly getting an applause break.
Right.
Cock blocker.
No way a terrorist who blows up women and children is going to be called a freedom fighter on my program.
Like there was the one person who was like,
that was good. I could clap for him.
Yeah. And then everybody else
he said freedom fighter.
It.
Let's clap.
So far, the people clap for everything.
He said the key word, freedom fighter.
He said freedom. We got to clap. Yeah,
people clap for everything. Yeah. If I was in the audience, I'd clap for what both of them were saying, just to be stupid. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, Dave. Yeah, Bill. Yeah, Dave. You get him, Dave. You get him, Dave.
I'm not smart enough to debate you point to point on this, but I have the feeling. I have the feeling.
We can
about
check 60, that with the cat.
I have the feeling about 60% of what you say is crap.
Well, there you go, everybody. The wicked exchange, as
he
all the news people.
That's not wicked.
Put it.
That's not wicked.
Oh, that's what they call it.
Yeah,
it was like an argument.
Not really.
Yeah, I know.
Dave just kind of threw out the generic, you know, oh, why are we there, blah, blah, blah. You know, it may turn out, like, years from now, we can look back on it, like I said, through history, and be able to say, yeah, it was kind of silly that we did that. But it also may turn out that we look back on it and said, you know, it was a good idea that we did that at the time. You can't really judge that right now, because not everything has come to light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, word them up.
So says I.
In other news, Tiger Woods bought a $54 million home.
Good for him.
That's why I guess he couldn't play in the Mercedes Championship this weekend.
I thought because he was too busy nailing his hot Swedish wife and her twin sister.
Well, that too. She's got a hot sister?
She's got a twin.
Really?
Yes.
Tiger Woods' wife is a twin.
Has a twin.
Where is she?
Who looks, I don't know. I think he switches them from time to time. I think he married both of them secretly. Listen, he has a. She has a twin sister that is just as hot as she is. And it's almost fair because you're like, twins, Basil?
Basil.
It's not fair. Like, it's not fair that a girl that hot has a twin sister.
I got a story here about a guy in San Francisco who got his ass beaten by two dudes because he was he had a delinquent $20,000 hooker bill. This guy spent $20,000 on hookers and didn't pay up. Two guys came to his house, beat the ever-loving shit out of him, and he was able to grab a gun, I guess, that was inside of his house and pop one of the people that was beating him up, one of the dudes.
Wow.
But this story kind of sucks, but it reminded me of a great documentary that I was watching a couple of years ago, and we actually covered this on the show. Atlantic City Hookers. Remember it, Ron?
Yeah, Trick or Trick, Captain Save-A-Ho.
Trick or Trick. I don't know what documentary this is called. I think it might be called Atlantic City Hookers, actually. Our Hooking in Atlantic City. Our Hooking, maybe that's the title of it. But it's a documentary about hookers in Atlantic City and everything they do. It's run on Showtime and in Cinemax from time to time. You got to catch this fucking thing. Because if you've ever been to Atlantic City, there are hookers all over the freaking place. I mean, there are hookers all over the place in Vegas. But Atlantic City, you can, like, they're everywhere. They're like roaches. Oh, they're on the street. They're on every street corner. You know what I mean, Ronnie Beans?
Yeah, I've never actually been to Atlantic City.
And this documentary is unbelievable. And it just reminded me of this. Ron and I covered this probably like 3 years ago on the show. And I was doing show prep today, and I found the clips again. And I just got to play them for the new listeners and for people that haven't seen this documentary. The first clip I have up is Hooker Options. Okay. I believe this is the options. This is a hooker describing the options she has in life.
There's a lot of fallacies involved with pimps. What a pimp basically does, he takes your money. But for myself, I stick to criteria. I only date white men over 40 that stay in casinos because I don't want to get hurt and they don't want any problems. So I kept it like that and it worked out, but it's a losing proposition for me. But at this juncture in my life, with no insurance, no welfare, no ID, no money, and no family support, and no friends of any sort, I'm pretty much caught in this predicament. The predicament is I'm not going to be able to go on too much longer doing this because it's getting old, there is security, and to be honest, suicide is looking like the other option. And I'm not saying that for sympathy or empathy. I'm saying that because there's really nothing else for me to do.
How about that? How about that?
Wow.
When your retirement plan is either die of AIDS, maybe, or commit suicide, things aren't looking too good, I guess.
Wow.
Unbelievable, right? This documentary is unbelievable. It follows around numerous hookers around Atlantic City. And this next one is a clip of the worst hooker alive. This clip is of, a guy in a hotel room with a hooker. You hear audio of them two in the hotel room, and then you hear the chick do a voiceover about what she allows guys to do and stuff like that. Here we go.
Can't suck on my titties. You can't eat my pussy. Okay. You can't stick your fingers in my pussy.
Okay.
You can't fuck my ass.
This is a great hooker. Yeah. Right?
What can you do? Shake hands?
Right.
You got more rules than my ex-wife.
Really?
Or my mother.
Really?
Yeah.
When I get up there and I start telling you guys this, they start like kind of freaking out. They're like, wait a minute, then what can I do? I'm like, you can lay back and you can relax.
Would you want to pay $1,000 for a hooker that lets you relax on a bed?
I don't know.
Dumb?
You know, honestly, like the whole thing with hookers is like all the stuff that I would want to do, they don't let you. So what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, so you're like, why should I do that?
And there's always the, you know, this one claims she's safe, but, you know, they've been with, like, guys, like, 10 guys a day, 5 guys a day, 2 guys a day for 7 days a week. They have something.
Most hookers, all you're going to get is she's going to stick a rubber on you and blow you, but she's blowing the rubber, right? And then you're going to get the banger. That's it. You go to the net, you can't really mess with them, and it's kind of boring.
Besides money.
Yeah, money makes my pussy wet. This is about all you can do
for me. You're
not going to give me a blowjob? No.
Maybe if you give me at least 50 more hours, maybe I can give you a blowjob.
Good blowjob.
So she can
use a condom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't even like to suck my titty. You think I'm going to give you a blowjob?
But then again, I always try to tell them, look, baby, don't you want a clean girl? You know, don't you want to make sure that you're safe?
Is this Rosie Perez?
Well, I don't like blowjobs.
That's what she's doing today.
Yeah.
Why can't men jump now? She's
don't you want a clean girl? I won't even let you suck on my ditties.
She's a hooker.
With a rubber. Well, I don't give them without a rubber. And I tell them, you're nasty. And I walk out. Because my life is not negotiable. I can't put a price on it.
Can't put a price on her life.
Can't put a price on a blowjob, though.
But she offers her body up for sex every day.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever makes you sleep at night.
I love these. Love these hookers.
Yeah.
Mensa society.
Yeah.
Tonight,
there's a white trash hooker.
He offered me $10, the young boy on the bike. I was going to take it because it got late at night and I needed cigarettes and something to eat. And I was just going to end my night.
This one, a dude comes up to her on the boardwalk, says, hey, I got $10, can I get a blowjob? She was like, okay, because I'm kind of hungry and I need cigarettes, so I'll do it.
We were supposed to meet up, and when we did meet up, then all of a sudden he wanted to give me $5 and also bum one of my only little bit of cigarettes that I had, and I just told him to get the hell out of here. That wasn't worth my time.
You won't see me no more.
Unbelievable, man.
That's awesome. Ugh. I don't have... Here's $5 and give me a cigarette.
Here's $10. Can I get a blowjob for $10? Extreme discount on a blowjob, right? $10 for a blowjob? Extreme discount.
Yeah.
Girl's like, okay, meet me later. Guy comes back a little bit later. He's like, you know what? I just bought a pack of gum. I only got $5 left. How about that blowjob? Oh, and by the way, can I have one of your cigarettes that you needed $10 to buy?
A sample? I said, I don't know where these people come from. Would they think I'm going to give a sample, like I'm a piece of cake or something? No way was he getting a sample from me.
Well, I actually been lowering myself, you know. I used to get $50 per head, you know, and I actually gone down to $10. I've actually took 10. I've actually took a hit for a piece of ass. Out of a desperation if I needed it for my crack habit.
Unbelievable.
I don't love these people. I'm just pleasing them. I just do. If they want their dick sucked, I suck it and take care of them. And if they want to get screwed, they're going to get it, whatever they pay for, you know?
I love the Hallmark music.
Dude, if she's down to $10, what does she look like?
Get out of the biz.
Oh, dude, $10. Dude, become like a porter at some restaurant or something.
You can get it. Like, you can
it's a better
it.
Job than the one you have now.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Makes you want to be a hooker, doesn't it?
Oh, she's like, I used to give $50. Now I only give you 10.
It's funny, but it's sad.
What's her name?
This is an African-American hooker.
Like, I was on a track. I finally found a trick, a little suck dick trick. And see,
I love the terminology. He's a suck dick trick.
A suck dick trick.
He knew me. He knew me for
dick trickle.
A couple of years. He went to school with me. He was telling me how much he wanted me back in high school. Then I never paid attention to him. He was in love with me. And he's like, but now I'm gonna get a piece of you now. All right, 60.
60.
I hear they're in a car now.
Okay.
And she's going to give him some head.
All right. Go way back. This looks Spanish.
Rock, look up the name of this movie. Atlantic. Just type in Google Atlantic City hookers documentary.
No matter, we gotta be more money than. I'm done. I get up, and then his penis was still out. And here comes the cop knocking on the window. Oh shit!
Oh shit! Oh snap!
Turn the car on. Turn the car on.
What's
your license registration? Give me the keys to the car.
I need the key to open it up.
Just sit right there.
Put your hands on top of your head.
Oh, shit. I see this.
Right,
my boyfriend
and girlfriend.
Put your hands on top of your head.
I'm getting
let your phone
you
run.
You're under arrest for lewdness. You were blowing them in a parking lot. Okay?
Put your hands. Look. Please. Please. Please stop.
On top of your head and stop moving. On top of your head. This is the last time I tell you, and you go to the ground. Do you understand?
It makes me wonder how this documentary was filmed, this scene at least, because this girl's in a truck on the side of the road blowing this guy, right? And there are cameras relatively close to the vehicle. Now, if a cop rolls by and sees a couple cameras off in the distance focusing on a truck parked on the side of the road,
They're going to think something's going on.
Yeah. So this girl screwed herself, I'm thinking, by allowing the people who are filming the documentary to film her blowing some gun, et cetera.
Right. And the guy's like, yeah, sure, the cameras are fine.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's not going to attract anything.
Yeah.
All right. So the next one, everybody. This is more clips. These are bringing back memories for me, and I hope they're giving you some enjoyment. This is a Puerto Rican female from Atlantic City. She's a hooker as well. And let's see what she's talking about in this clip.
The most money I made, it was between 2 G's and 3 G's. Like 36, something like that. I never climax, I never have an orgasm with a trick. I never look at a trick to satisfy me. The only way that could satisfy me is with the money. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I make all the noises. You know, I talk to them in Spanish so they could come quicker. And I say, Otamese bicho, give me that dick here. I really like this chocha. I just talk nasty to them. And that works really good. Because every time I just start to talk in Spanish, they just won't come quickly. Especially the white guys. They come real quick.
White guys come quick. Anybody?
No.
Yeah.
I'm spent.
And the final one is the Captain Save-A-Ho famous clip. This is the main gal of the feature of the documentary.
Over the years, I done seen good bitches.
She's
go
a
down.
Veteran in the hooking business.
Real good bitches go down. I done seen bitches get killed, tricks done killed hoes. Bitches done died of drug overdoses in the game on the track. And that's like really, really sad.
That's why I pay my life insurance. My mama know where I'm at. I'm gonna have something on my saying my name. What? And it's gonna be like one of the best hoes America had. You know, this is just some real, real, real sad shit, you know.
Happy and sad in the same sentence.
Can we, like, take a break? No, I just know, like, a couple of hoes that I got turned out with, and they're just, like, so far gone and they're crack, and it's like, I'm not Captain Save-A-Ho. I can't save a hoe.
There's Karen's Halloween costume.
Like I was saying, one of my best friends.
That Captain Save-A-Ho.
They found her dead.
All right, I'm too depressed. I can't listen to it anymore.
Can we just do hotties of the week and roll?
Yeah, I got a bunch of other news stories, but screw
them. We could save them for another week.
Yeah. Yes, we can. Nicole dies on radio. Schwarzenegger has a motorcycle accident. Florida teen goes to Iraq.
I thought the whole thing with the news was kind of to save the stories if you didn't get to them.
Guy goes to Iraq. Little kid goes to Iraq. Says, hey, Ma. Not even tells the parents. Skips a flight to Iraq, and
Ronnie's venting again.
Little field trip for him. That's pretty much it.
Ronnie's opening the vents again.
Venting the dead air.
Long show today, everybody. I thought we did a good job. I thought we had a couple mess ups in the beginning, but it's our second live show in 3 years, so it's not too bad.
It's
right?
All good. Yeah, we could talk about that off air. No one cares about that.
And the guys don't realize that we still got to entertain.
The guys are tired and want to go to bed.
Can't go to sleep yet.
Yeah.
I mean, at least let's not do a story we already did.
Yeah, Kieran, let's listen to the whole thing about the Atlantic City Hookers.
Let's see what happens.
We saw the whole show.
Let's see what happens when I play it backwards.
Yeah. We just saw the whole goddamn show.
Yeah, right. Pretty much. And it is called Atlantic City Hookers, right?
Yeah.
That's the name of the documentary, Atlantic City Hookers. So shout out to them. All right, let's do the hotties of the week and get that out of here. If anybody in the chat room wants to join us, do so. Post them away, all right?
Yeah.
Hotties of the week time, everybody.
Let's get out of here. It's time for LunaticRadio.com's Hotties of the Week.
Word them up, everybody. LunaticRadio.com, hotties of the week. This is a bit we do every week. It's so fucking pointless. Been doing it for like 10 years, right, Ronnie Beans?
It's so pointless, I got an updated theme song.
Yeah, I just gotta send a shout out to everybody who's still listening.
Yeah, unbelievable. You guys,
yeah,
roll.
You guys are fucking troopers, because I would have checked out of here like about an hour ago. Right after the Ottawa stuff, I'd have been gone.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, they did Ottawa, I could call it a night.
I'll catch the rest on the podcast.
Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. If you're listening on podcast, give us the name of the hottie and the reason why. We'll read them on the air. Yeah, pretty pointless segment. So let's go around the board. It's hottie of the week, Ronnie Beans, start us off.
Rachel McAdams, because I just saw...
You motherfucker.
I just saw Wedding Singers.
Motherfucker.
Boy, is that yours?
Holy shit, I've been thinking about it for about 5 days.
Really? I got the Wedding Crashers DVD and I watched it, so...
I'm fucked. Rocket, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll give you some time, because I'll do also the users. But I'm going to take... Angelica Bridges, she got some nice picks up. I found her on Useless Chunk. She was on Baywatch, in case you're wondering. Nice little fire muff going there. So I'm going to take her.
Okay.
Some of the board members we got going. A lot of the guys are watching Sex and the City right now, so they're unavailable, so to speak.
But almost.
Eric Scott's running with Sandra Bullock. Chris DeBera's got Elijah Dushku. Always a nice pick. Who else? Hobbs has got... what does he got? The chick who plays Gina/6 on Battlestar Galactica, Ronnie. Ronnie, do you know who that is?
No.
He hasn't.
Ron
got
just
it.
Took a break.
Blonde Bombshell OMG. Well, anyone else? Elisha Cuthbert by Eric. Sarah. John from Atlanta going Sarah Silverman. Go see Jesus is Magic. Okay, he's doing. I wonder how he's getting a cut of that. Whoa! I think that's about it.
Yeah. Some dude just emailed said we can get an interview with Celeb Project.
What is that?
I don't know. Yeah, hook that guy up. Tell him to email me at Kieran@lunaticradio.com. Look at that. We're doing we're booking guests
we're doing a show.
What?
Heathergram, Eric Scott. Eric Scott has 13 different picks. Eric, save one a week, buddy.
You know what? I'm gonna go with Jesse Jane, man. I've seen pictures of her hosting the AVNs last week in Las Vegas, Nevada. We had her on the program in December. I'm still smitten by her. I hope everybody enjoys the porno clips, the porn flicks, the winners. We sent them out.
Whoa, pause the music.
What do we got?
Pause the music. This is important.
Go ahead.
We might have someone who has access to the Ashley Simpson pictures.
Oh, put them up on the board right now.
I think we got to contact them. I think we got to do a little off-air talking. But
we do?
Yeah, I think so. We'll take care of it off the air. But
so we got somebody who has...
we might be on to something. LunaticRadio.com.
I love that guy.
He's rocking hardcore.
Whoever
right
that
now.
Guy is who just emailed us and told us that, we're going to... I love you. I got to see those. I'm going to go with Jesse Jane, AVN extraordinaire. Love her. She hosted the AVNs. I'm sure she did a great job. We're going to have comedian Craig Fitzsimmons on next week, everybody. He co-hosted the AVNs with Jesse Jane, so it should be a good time. Craig's a funny guy. You've seen him on the Howard Stern Show. You've seen him on I Love the 80s. Good guy, so that should be a good time. So I'm going with Jesse Jane for my hottie of the week. I want to thank Jim Twos, everybody. Young comedian out of Cleveland, Ohio. Dry sense of humor, but I'm digging it.
And he wasn't on a cell phone, so he gets credits.
I like him, man. A young comedian trying to get things started. He's not in the hotbed of comedy, if you're looking at the grand scheme of things in America. He's in Cleveland, Ohio. But I'm thinking if he makes a name for himself there, the guy's going places. So Jim Twos, he's been a listener of the program for a while, too.
He's a
too.
Good guy.
I like him.
He's a good guy. We were fucking around with him, but, you know, we're
messing around with him.
Everyone's got to get in the barrel once in a while.
Yeah.
Even Scotty O, the world-famous Scotty O.
JimTwos.com. That's TEWS.com. JimTwos.com. And he's also on MySpace. MySpace.com/JimTwos. He'll be at the Bassa Vista Lounge on the 14th in Lakewood, Ohio at 10 p.m., everybody. He'll also be playing Sneaky Peas on January 27th in Eastlake, Ohio. And that's at 8 p.m. Log on to JimTwos.com for more information. He's also on MySpace. That's good. All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the program. I want to thank TPSRadio.net and Ray Garcia over there. Guy's a freaking champ. I love him.
We love Ray. Ray at TPSRadio.net. Go check that out, man. He's got a ton of great shows, great programming. He is the man.
I want to thank Eric Scott over there at AttitudeRadio.net for helping us out. Guy's a champ also. Like him.
Everyone get on the board. LunaticRadio.com/board. Don't forget it. Get over there. Get on it. We got tons of shit.
Also like to thank, I don't know if PureRockRadio.net is carrying us live tonight or not, but they will be. Rich Embry over there at PureRockRadio.net, I want to send him a shout out. I believe he's in Canada, which is pretty cool. All right, gotta love the Canadians. Yeah. They're go-getters, especially those people in Ottawa.
Oh, we love Ottawa.
Yep. By the way, people, if you're checking the clock, it is 12:07 on the East Coast. Ottawa will be open in 6 hours.
Chris the Bear giving a shout out to Ohio for a real springboard of talent over there.
Oh, come on.
That's a throwdown and a half. Chris has been on fire, though, tonight, so he's almost allowed to do what he wants.
Chat room feedback is lighting up, man.
Dude, people, this thing's blowing up. Get your ass over here.
It's 12:27. All right, yeah, we're just dying on the radio. Thanks to everybody, dude. It's only our second show in 3 years going live.
What?
I'm thinking by the fourth show live, we'll have everything down pat.
Yes.
And we'll be working good.
John is still an listener. Quit it. He keeps on ragging on me on that stupid thing. I hate it.
All right.
I feel horrible.
All right, everybody. So until next week, we'll see you later. Yeah. All right?
LunaticRadio.com, man. Get over there, bitches.
Run them up. Later.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.